across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
And it's time for the news headlines with Jenny Barsby.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here we go. Hello, hello, everybody. How you doing? It's Jamie East. Give us a call. Lines are open, 0344 499 1000. We'll give you a call straight back. You can text the word talk and then your message to 87222. We're just in a bit of a faff at the moment. Kath's here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm in a mood.
You are in a mood. Why are you in a mood?
That flipping show tonight.
Oh, was it? It was, yeah. So, isn't it safe for another day? Well done. That deserves a round of applause.
Which is the main thing, I guess, but flipping heck, those lads.
He's had a bit of a tough time in there today, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, the ganging up was incredible. I've got a knot in my stomach.
It wasn't very nice, was it?
No, and it's kind of just picking all the time.
So there were two bits, wasn't there? There was Dennis Wise refusing to let him take part in the task.
Yeah, he put himself up for a task and Dennis Wise sort of barked him down. But then said, don't be weird about it, though. Don't be, you know, and made it as if it was him having a problem. Him
having an attitude
problem.
Wasn't he? It was a masterclass in projecting your own issues onto someone else.
And then Jamie Lomas saunters off to do the task, and he does pretty well, but he doesn't get as many stars as you know, the maximum. But in order to justify that, he brings Ian into it. Oh, Ian couldn't have done it. Why are you even talking about Ian? He's on their minds for some reason, isn't he?
Well, is it just they see him as an intellectual threat, I think. Mm. Well, which they should.
Not difficult. I was talking to my dad the other day and I said, oh, Amir Khan was going on about mind games. My dad said, quite rightly, said, oh, if they're playing mind games, he's out, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Don't play mind games, Amir Khan.
No.
Yours has been nothing but pummeled. What are we talking about today? We need to find Caddick, actually, don't we? Because Caddick disappeared last night.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I can imagine. He was doing a live review of Naked Attraction for us, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And just disappeared the second a lady removed her underwear.
I mean, it may be that he was so scarred by the whole thing, he doesn't want to discuss it.
I can't see that being the case, can you? But we've got another task for somebody. If somebody would like to come on to Talk Radio tonight at 11:05 on Channel 4, we need someone's ears and eyes on there telling us what's going on with the show. I've not really read the synopsis very well, but it sounds right up our strata. It's called The Mega Brothel.
Gosh, what could that be about?
I think, is it a bit like the Mega Bus? Is it just a really, is it, instead of being a cheap way to get to Edinburgh, is it just a very cheap brothel? Roger, how are you? Do you know anything about the Mega Brothel?
No, I don't, but I know a lot about something that we chatted about on Twitter earlier.
Oh, Roger, yes. It's all my fault, I'm sorry. So,
it's all your fault. No, thank you, Jamie. You were the final push that made me track down.
Right, so let me give a bit of context to this. Sam, can you put my iPad up for me, please, mate? We were talking about this the first time I was on, really.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
So we're talking about The Room. Which the Disaster Artist came out the other day, and it's fantastic. And you were listening, and had you heard about The Room before?
Yes, I'd heard about The Room. I'd knew its reputation, but I'd not really tracked down any clips. And when you played them, it's like, right, I've got to see this film.
It's an extraordinary piece of art, isn't it? So you ordered it on Blu-ray, and it arrived, and I remember I saw you this afternoon on Twitter, and you went in. How was it for you?
I absolutely adored it.
It's something rather special, isn't it?
There's bad films. The worst film that I can remember watching is, and a lot of people disagree with me on this, is the first Transformers film.
What, you think that's good?
I thought, no, it's a bad... That's a bad film.
Oh, that's just a bad film, isn't it?
That is a bad film.
Yeah.
The Room is a bad film.
Yeah, The Room's a good bad film, though.
It is brilliant. Where do you begin? Where do you begin?
There isn't really anywhere to begin. I mean, Tommy Wiseau is his first day on Twitter as well today. I advise people to go and say hello to him on Twitter. He's an extraordinary character.
There's two tell me why those, though, sir. Which one's the real one?
What?
Yeah. I think there's one. I think there's one related to the disaster artist. Because if you tweet the hashtag the room,
yeah,
you get a little Tommy Wiseau icon.
Oh, that'll just have been bought by the film studio. That'll be James, yeah, coming out of James Franco's pocket.
Yeah, but as I said, there's a Tommy Wiseau with that icon as the avatar.
Oh, okay.
There's another Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, is that?
With about 1,000-odd followers.
Okay, you know what, Rog, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you, I'll take a picture of it. I got sent a load of stuff from the disaster artist. I got sent a disaster artist pen with the Tommy's with the Tommy's Planet gonk on the top. I'll stick that in the post for you. Unless, I think there's some Tommy Wiseau stickers knocking around somewhere. I'll see what
where do I begin? When you fire up the Blu-ray, I don't know whether you've seen it on the Blu-ray.
No.
You get, there's an absolutely pompous, over-the-top, really serious Wiseau Films logo with the world and...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
really
that's...
dramatic music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's... Oh.
Yeah, that's in the Disaster Artist as well. It's pretty. Now you need to go and watch the Disaster Artist and see how well they've done that.
But within minutes, I was thinking, do these people know how humans behave and interact with each other?
Do you know why I think? Hang on a second, I'm putting in eye drops. Do you know why I think? Oh sugar, I missed them. Missed me. I completely got me. I put Optrex in my mouth.
Oh,
does that mean I'm going to poo? Does that mean I'm going to poo myself in a minute? Is that what happens?
You'll have glistening mouth.
Evening, Kath.
Hello.
I think it shines a light on how Hollywood is, and that's what's really interesting about it. Is that these people have appeared in this film knowing that it's one of the worst films that they've ever not only seen but actually acted in, and still done it. Do you know what I mean? And that show, just because, and they will do anything to work. And it's not dissimilar to media, to be honest.
Yeah, people just going on.
Well, we had a conversation. We weren't mentioning any names last night. We were talking about it just before we went home last night, didn't we, Kath?
Mm-hmm.
Where we were just saying we can't really talk about it because it's unfair. But yeah, there are crappy jobs out there in all sectors, aren't there? And the actors of the room seem to
they're in something legendary.
Yeah. Well, they are now. The thing I find a bit disingenuous, Roger, is the fact that they're now proud of it. Whereas Tommy has been proud of it all the way through. He's always known it's a work of art. The others were ready to throw themselves off a cliff until they realised it had got cult viewings.
Yeah, the thing is, I know that they're trying to make... I know Tommy, in retrospect, tries to make out that it was always intended to be like a black comedy.
Yes, but it wasn't, clearly.
It doesn't appear that way. It's so earnest.
Yeah, no, well, listen to this. He nicked this line from James Dean.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Yes.
That was genuinely stolen, de facto, from James Dean, because he was his idol, and he was convinced that that he was James Dean in it. It's a brilliant film.
I've been reading up on it, stuff like he bought the cameras instead of hiring
the
them.
List. Well, do you know, it's such a weird bloke because no one knows where he got the money from, because he doesn't look like he's got a pot to urinate in.
Yet this
film cost him over $6 million, and no one knows where the money has come from. A lot of people think that it was a money laundering exercise for the mafia.
That's what I was having that exact same discussion when I was talking to some friends about it earlier, saying that it's got to be some massive scam.
It's going to be a laundering.
It's like you get films like Duncan Jones's Moon made for around about that amount of money.
We're not saying that David Bowie's son's involved in the mafia.
No,
just clarify.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that if you compare a budget of a film like Moon, which is of a similar budget, to The Disaster Artist, where's the money gone?
No, because he did exactly that. He bought all the equipment. There's a great scene in The Disaster Artist where where they realise that he's recreated an alleyway set, which cost him thousands and thousands of pounds, to be an exact replica of the alleyway that is literally next to the set.
That's just mad.
And the director of photography came out and said, why don't we just move the cameras 20 feet to the actual alleyway? Yeah.
It's crazy. I would recommend that film to anybody that...
I'd just recommend it for anyone.
Yeah,
anyone with eyes.
Well,
or even without eyes. They've got. I'm sure there's one of the talky bits to it. Roger, I'm going to set you a task. Can you go away and research and have a think about what do you watch after you've watched The Room? Because all of cinema is now spoiled for you.
Oh God! I know what I'm going to watch after the Room. To be honest,
is it the Mega Brothel at 11:05 on Channel 4?
Oh God, no! Don't make me watch that, Jamie. Please,
Roger.
I'm not Alan Caddick. Please.
No, you're not Alan Caddick. Alan Caddick is on the line. We'll get to Caddick in a minute. If he wants this task, he's going to have to explain to me where the hell he disappeared to yesterday, because I'm not sure he can be trusted with the baton of TV reviewers. So Rog,
yeah.
you need to step up to the plate, mate. A nation's hopes and dreams are in your lap, kinda.
So it's on at 11:05 on Channel 4.
11:05 on Channel 4. Will you do it for us?
I'm a little bit tired, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's going to do it. He said yes. Well done, Roger. That was it. I heard yes. That's what I heard. Thank you very much, Roger. I'll come back to you in a bit. Thank you, buddy. Cheers, mate. Strap yourself in. Strap yourself down. Well, don't strap yourself down. They'll do that for you. I think that's basically the gist of the film. We'll speak to you in a bit, Roger. Thank you very much, mate.
Bye.
Angela.
Hiya, Jamie.
How are you doing? How are you feeling this evening?
Bit better, thank you for last night.
No, pleasure, that's what we're here for. We're here to be friends and to talk and help people and do whatever you need us to do.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy with what they did to Ian Ryder, because that's how I went through this week.
Oh, yes, exactly. He's had a tough hour. There was a tough hour of television to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but do you know what? I think he's going to go to the end.
I think there's a strong chance of it. I think if we're talking tactically, and this is only metaphorically and kind of like in hypothetically speaking, if he was being competitive and working and wanting to get to the end, he'd be thinking about how he needs to get rid of Fizz and how he needs to get rid of Jamie and get rid of Dennis. Mm. They're the three.
Yeah. I think those lads are getting rid of themselves. It was a serious own goal by those three today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was.
But I think, I don't know who they think they're playing to. Have they forgotten they're being filmed? Because it's not a good look, is it?
The problem is because there's two of them. If they were on their own, the second one of them leaves, the other one will crumble and become nice.
You reckon?
Yeah, yeah. Because I generally don't think. You see them in bars all the time. It's egging each other on. Mm. It's the bravado and it's the willy waving.
Yeah.
And they kind of build themselves up and because there's someone else doing it, they don't. It doesn't. It kind of dilutes the nastiness in their own mind.
But it needs more than one of them to go, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, one of them will go. I think Dennis will go.
I suspect so.
But the problem is that Jamie, he's got nothing going on. There is nothing going on up there. So he hasn't got anything to offer. You saw that from the task. Not only did he not do particularly well in the task, it was very, very boring as well. Because the man has the personality of a lettuce. What are you laughing at, Angela?
And this is what you said. It's true, really.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I think it was a bit cruel from the time he went into camp, but it might show him that if I've been fair with him every night anyway to stay in so he can win.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. And life a bit better for you tonight, is it, Angela?
Yeah, a lot better, thank you.
Good. Don't forget, we still need you to go and check out your carbon monoxide filter things.
And I've been asking my neighbours as well, and they said that it's...
What was her name? Brenda? Bernie? Yeah.
Bernie.
Yeah, she visited us today. We had a bit of a laugh.
We don't know
how the weather's going to plan out on Friday, because it's going to be...
I think we're in for a cold snap, aren't we?
Yeah, so it's going to be doing Christmas shopping in a cold snap again, isn't it?
Oh, you're going Christmas shopping, aren't you? That's right, yeah. I forgot about that, yeah.
So you got
any thermals?
Oh, I've got plenty of them.
Yeah, well, maybe double bag it.
Yeah, do you know you said you was doing the film review?
Yes.
Why don't we do a radio review?
Oh, we could do.
Well, that would require you listening to someone else.
Why don't you, listen to Andy Goldstein for us and tell us what he's up to.
What's that?
Andy Goldstein's on TalkSport. Remember, we put him on the phone last. We put him on the phone last night while I was making a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put him on in a minute, because I could put him on my app for you and I can listen to you at the same time.
That's a good idea. I mean, if you could phone up, why don't you phone him up and say hello for us? Just tell him we said hello. You can be our spy.
He'll like that. He's been a bit cheeky tonight, so I think he deserves a kick in the trousers.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he like women that know about football, though?
I suspect you wouldn't need to know anything about football. I think if you went on there and just said hi...
We're talking talk sport. The bar is very low. Yeah. I mean, the fact you can string a sentence together to them will be a bonus.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when they want to feel clever, they just read the answers to Trivial Pursuit questions.
You know, that's, if we want to confuse them, we throw a book into their office.
And only the pink slice as well. So you go and tell us what you think of TalkSport, and we'll speak to you in a bit. What do you think to that? Yeah. Is that all right?
That'd be fine. Okay.
Lovely, thanks.
No worries.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks,
speak to you later,
much.
Darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Caddick.
Evening, Jamie. Evening, Cal.
Don't, Eve, don't get all jolly with me. What the hell happened to you yesterday?
Well, I'm not happy myself.
Why?
Because you're not going to be here tomorrow, Friday.
I know I'm not. That's why I was trying to cram all of my Caddick time in last night and tonight. And yesterday, the second a woman got a kit off, you disappeared off the face of the earth. Where were you?
No, I had to put my mum to bed.
Oh, okay. All right. You didn't tell us that before.
No, I didn't know. I was trying not to disturb them.
Oh, okay.
I'm not happy to ask because we've got the man, the legend, Mr. Serious.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Serious. Mr. I Hate Reality TV. Let's talk about Obama.
I don't know who you're on about.
Tommy Boyd.
Oh, he's on. Is he on? Is he?
No, yeah, he is.
That's all right, isn't it?
He'll let you talk about whatever you want. What are you talking about?
No, last time I spoke to Tommy Boyd, he told me off for voting for Ian Lee.
No, he didn't. What he told you off for was, I mean, he was trying to have a conversation with you and all you were doing was reciting television programmes.
No, because I was quoting the TV.
That's what I'm saying. You were...
He doesn't love you like I love you, Caddick.
Yeah, and I've got a TV with you with Iran and Abbas, and I'm watching Gogglebox.
You're watching Gogglebox? This is a bit meta, isn't it? I was talking to you, watching people watching telly. I've got Roger. Roger's going to be watching the mega brothel at 11:05. Well, you could join him with that.
I don't know what time that on.
Are you going to be around at 11:05, or is that a bit late?
I'll be at mum and dad's bedtime.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I'm not talking now.
Oh, is it now, is it? Is that why you're getting early, is it? Early doors?
Yeah.
Gotcha. What have you been doing today?
Well, I got me tickets for the Panto.
Oh, who's playing again? Who's in it?
Well, we've got Beverly Knight, Danny Mack, Suzanne Saw, and the Grumbleweeds.
Grumbleweeds? Flipping heck, there's a blast from the past.
Sorry, who's it? Beverly Knight? What, as in... When I was thinking of Beverly Craven. Who's Beverly...
Beverly Knight's brilliant.
Another singer, yes, yeah, so Beverly Knight. Who's the other one?
Danny Mack.
Who's that? Who's Danny Mack?
Did he used to be in a boy band?
No, he used to be in Hollyoaks.
Ah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is he the baddie or the goodie?
I think he was one of the good guys.
Oh, okay.
So, Suzanne Shaw
from Hearsay.
Yes.
Hearsay, they keep cropping up. I feel like they're going to turn up and surprise us with a gig. So Suzanne Shaw, and who was that after that? The Grumbleweeds?
Yeah.
They must be about 110 now. They must be pushing, they're getting on a bit, aren't they, Caddick?
All starring in Cinderella.
All starring Cinderella. So is Suzanne Shaw Cinderella?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who's the Prince Charming? The fella from
Danny Mack.
Danny Mack. Is he a good looking lad, is he?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
And you've got Beverly Knight as the fairy godmother.
Oh, okay. Fine. And the Grumbleweeds are...
The Broker's Men.
The what?
Broker's Men.
Oh, they've just shoehorned in a made-up part for the Grumbleweeds, haven't they? That's like the Grumbleweeds Rider. Wow. When have you got that?
Well, I'll be going to the Panto 2 weeks tonight.
Exciting times. Is it a nighttime one or is it an afternoon?
It's in the afternoon.
Yeah,
matinee.
Yeah, matinee's better when they're fresh.
On that night, unless Ian's back.
Well, I would imagine Ian will be back by then. Well, I don't know, actually.
What day?
The 20th.
Oh, yeah, of course he'll be back
by then.
He'll
be back by then, will he?
Yeah, and he'll cut me off right away.
Does he cut you off, does he?
Yeah, he does. Loves it. But that's what you come here for, isn't it, Alan?
No.
Oh. I must make a note.
There you go. That's what we've updated the Caddick file. Caddick file. Wasn't that a drama about a monk?
Channel 4, the world's most expensive presents.
What is that? You're watching the program called the world's most expensive. The trailer for the world's most expensive presents. Blimey.
Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So he's reciting the tenor.
Is this what you're doing now? Reciting the tenor.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back on Gogglebox now.
Okay. I'm annoyed.
Look at the wheelie bin number 64.
Isn't Gogglebox on Fridays?
It's a repeat of last Friday.
Wow, so you're watching a repeat of shows that were on last week?
Catching up.
Catching up. Good lad.
Catching up with the catch up.
Earlier.
My word.
Ah, dear.
But I didn't see Jungle tonight because I was watching Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders, all right, Bab.
So I don't know who's gone out of the jungle.
It was Stanley.
Well, Boris's dad's gone.
Gone, yes. It was a bit of a shocker.
Was it a landslide majority?
Very good. I don't know. Bit of topical politics from you there, Caddy. I'm not sure, to be honest. But he was quite chatty and quite upbeat when he came out. To be honest, how old is he?
He's 77. He's probably had enough.
77. He needs a mattress, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So it was between Stanley and who else?
Amir.
Yeah. So there's been a bit of a twist. Who was in the final two yesterday?
Dennis Wise.
Yeah. So he's
a little guy. He's a little man.
Sorry.
He's a little man.
Oh yes, he is a very little, very small man.
If you look on Twitter tonight, they're calling him something quite different.
Yeah.
A massive something.
What else? So you're watching Gogglebox. What you got planned for tomorrow, Caddick? You got anything lined up exciting?
Doing the washing.
What clothes or pots?
Both.
What, both colours and whites?
Of course.
Don't get them mixed up, mate. For goodness' sake.
Of course, I have them separate.
No, true. Just stick them all on a 50-minute quick wash. No one knows the difference. It's all the same.
Oh my God. I've just seen three massive dogs sitting on the family's lap. I mean, one of them, there's a nice little poodle there in Brighton.
The Gogglebox. Sorry, I thought three dogs had just walked into your lounge.
He says what he sees.
It's true. But I want it because I watched a programme called Lost and Found, and they're throwing dogs with the people watching it.
Right. You know that family, they've got the massive dogs?
Yeah.
I always like to look at what their snacks are on the poof in the middle. They always seem to have, like...
Do they have good snacks?
Well, they don't just have snacks. It's not just, like, a bowl of crisps. It's a whole Mr. Kipling six-pack.
Or cheesy watchets.
Well, no, they don't even have crisps. It's, like, loads of cakes.
I was just going to stop you there for a sec. Sam, speaking of snacks, we called for a pizza about an hour and a half ago, didn't we?
Yeah, ages ago.
Sam, we asked reception if the pizza's arrived yet.
Reception's going to go...
Yeah. It's not very helpful, guy, on reception.
Oh, my God. They look like baubles on that bowl there. The Mitchells.
They've got baubles in the bowl?
Yeah.
Must be edible.
All posh Christmas decorations, a bit like potpourri.
It might be Viscounts.
Yeah, they might not. I don't think they'd be baubles, would they?
They're not called Mitchells. They're called, like, Mahoney's or something. Malone's.
What, Tina?
No. That's family from Manchester.
Have the couple been on that have got the matching wallpaper and sofa?
Oh, I like them.
Charles and Mary?
Yes, Natty.
Yeah.
Haven't seen them yet.
Haven't you? Right, you keep watching Gogglebox. We'll take a break. We're going to look for our pizza, and we're going to come back and have a chat to Philip as well. Talk to you in a sec, Caddick. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. Give us a call.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here I am. It's Jamie East. Give us a call. 0344-499-1000. We'll give you a call straight back. You can text the word talk. Then your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or just get in touch on the old Twitters at Talk Radio. Philip's here from the South Norwood. Hi, Philip.
Good evening, Jamie. Good evening, Catherine.
Hello, Philip.
Before I give the reason I phoned in, which was a follow-up what we talked about the other night, I saw something rather unusual today.
Okay.
Now, as Catherine knows, I like to go around shopping centres. And I was over today, I was over at Lakeside in Essex.
Right.
And I saw something I've never seen in a shopping centre before. They've got a reflection and a prayer room.
Oh.
I'm going to have to stop. Hold on one second, Philip. Bear with me one sec. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Domino's, can you just leave it at reception?
I'll go fetch it.
Thank you. I'm very sorry about that. Very rude of me, Philip.
What have you ordered? What sort of pizzas?
We've done a half and half. We've got one with ham, mushrooms and olives.
Oh, very nice.
You know, various bits and pieces.
Oh, good.
Sorry about that. You carry on. So it's very rude of me. So there's a chapel.
No.
So there's a chapel.
There was a reflection. It had on the wall, reflection and a prayer room. Now, I've never seen that in a shopping centre. I've seen it in the airport, of course, but I just wondered, you know, whether it was, you know...
I don't know if I've seen it phrased as a... I think I've seen... I've definitely seen prayer or multi-faith room, I've seen.
Yeah, it had reflection on one side of the board, and then on the other side he had prayer room. So I suppose if anything happens in the shopping centre, or if people feel they, you know, need to go and time of quiet reflection, you know. But
I'm not a very religious man in the slightest. I don't. I know that certain religions you have to pray at certain times.
Yeah, that could be. You could be right there. Yes.
So I would imagine if you're stuck in TK Maxx and the queue's very long, it's like, oh no, I need to pray.
Yeah.
Helpfully.
The thing was, it was strange because it was right next to the food court, so you got all the various. You know, have a burger or a pizza, and then pop in and, you know.
I wonder if you can take the pizza in with you.
That's a thought. Anyway, the reason I rang was we had our little chat the other night. Did you get a chance to hear any of those themes?
That's right, the old, no, remind me, there was one that I was trying to find and I couldn't find it.
Car 54, where are you?
Car 54, that was it. Hold on a second, let me get it up, hold on. Car 54, where are you? Was this the one that we played?
No, the one you played was My Mother the Car.
That was it, yes.
With Jerry Van Dyke.
Car 54, where are you? Theme. Here we go. Yeah, let's have a listen to this one. So,
there's a hold-up.
Hold on, I think that's going to be a sweary one. Hold on, whoa. Jamie, always check your YouTube links. Goodness me. Here we go, let's try this one.
Up in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
They don't write them like that anymore, do they?
Well, no. As I said the other night, that was written by Nat Hiken, the guy who created Bilko.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and funny enough, today I was looking online and somebody had compiled what they thought were the top 50 TV themes. And yours, the one that you mentioned the other night, Curvy Enthusiasm,
yes,
is number 22.
Okay.
I'll briefly quickly go. Rawhide, 47, that's Frankie Lane.
Yeah.
Flintstones at 46.
Yeah.
Sesame Street at 43. A series called Square Pegs at 36. Monkeys, 32. Beverly Hillbillies 30, yeah. Barney Miller 27.
Go for the top 10. What was the top 10?
The top 10. Right, well, actually, I've sort of picked out. So I'll go for the Addams Family were at number 15.
Oh, okay.
Mission Impossible at 12. Mary Tyler Moore. Now, this is an interesting one. The theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show was a lovely piece of music called Love Is All Around. And one of the greatest women rock singers got hold of it and turned it into a classic. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Love Is All, I thought it was Wet, Wet, Wet.
No, you're thinking of Love Is In The Air.
Oh, I am, aren't I?
It's a song.
No, I'm not. Love Is All Around was originally by the Troggs.
Yeah, Love Is In The Air is Paul Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And it was used many, many years ago, as I say, this particular piece by very quiet, but Joan Jett got hold of it and really turned it into a great piece of music. Gilligan's Island, which I also mentioned the other night. Hawaii 5-0 and MASH. And the number one was Cheers.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad going.
Yeah. There was one other theme that I think, which is, have you ever heard of F Troop?
No.
F Troop was a Warner Brothers TV series. It was a comedy series set in the West. It was set in a fort with the most inept soldiers you've ever seen in your life. And they were friendly with the Indians and everything else. And it had a great theme tune.
Oh, okay.
And it's... it's on YouTube.
I want to say, here we go.
F Troop Intro Series 1.
Okay, here we go. Let's have a listen.
That's it.
It's a bit of a quiet one.
A hero who sneezed, abruptly seized retreat, and reversed it to victory.
I like how they give you a narrative, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Little family group. It on, some blood was spilled, and so it was planned he'd command. F Troop, where Indian fights are colorful sights, and nobody takes a licking.
Probably couldn't do that either.
Pale face and red skin, bow turned chicken. When drilling and fighting, get them down.
It does look quite funny.
It had a very good power.
As they all relax in town before.
You got one hell of a memory.
Did you know that there was an American version of On the Buses?
No, was it?
Well, it wasn't. Unfortunately, it only ran for one season in America. Never shown over here.
Did two show up at once?
It was called Lots of Luck. And it starred a guy you may have heard of, a very big actor. He's done lots of films, particularly with Gene Wilder, Dom DeLuise.
Remind me who he is. What would I have seen him in?
Trying to think. He was in so many. I think actually he was in Smokey and the Bandit 2. I think he was the guy that was looking after the elephant.
Oh, okay.
As I say, big actor, and it was basically the similar premise to Hour on the Buses, but the guy worked in the lost property office, and he lived at home with his mother, and he had a sister that looked like Olive, who was in the British version, yeah, and Lots of Luck opening is on YouTube.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah. Another thing, do you remember, you must have heard of this one, you remember Happy Days?
Yeah.
Well, there was a spin-off from that called The Vern and Shirley.
Oh, I don't remember. I thought that... Didn't Chachi and Joan do a spin-off?
Oh, there were several. There was The Vern and Shirley, there was Joanie Loves Chachi, and there was, there was another one.
Fonz on the Dole?
Does it say that...
Fonz is 60? why is Fonz hanging around with these kids?
I mean, that
Fonz on a list.
Yeah. I mean, sort of got... and, of course, there was the one about the talking horse.
Ed?
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Which is also on YouTube.
Well, okay, right. YouTube's your friend, isn't it?
It is, really. You know, as I say, the thing...
Have you ever thought about going on Mastermind with these kind of shows as your specialist subject?
I don't... I'd be all right with that. I mean, like Ian, because he did very, very well, didn't he, on Mastermind?
Mm. I don't know.
He won.
Did he?
He won, that's right, Captain.
Well, he's a clever bugger, isn't he?
He chose a nice narrow thing.
The monkeys, yeah.
How did he get on, Catherine? I can't remember when he got the general knowledge. Did he do well?
He won.
I know he won, but how many did he get? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care. He starts going on about it. It washes over me. I just know he won.
Would you go on there, Catherine? What would your subject be?
That was a good question.
Biscuits.
No. I would probably do, like, the films of Pedro Almodovar.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him, of course, but I've never seen any of his films.
Yeah, hold on.
I've seen a few, but I'd swat up.
Record scratch, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's brilliant.
You've just told me sort of, I know there's a lot of people on that. Theme tunes, the guy who, to me, is amazing, is the incredible, it's gone. Mike Post, the guy who's written more themes, I think, than anybody else.
Wow.
I mean, Rockford Files, Magnum, Hill Street Blues.
Do you know who you remind me of, Philip? I'm going to play a theme tune for you. And this reminds me of you. See if... Do you recognise it?
No, I don't. I'm waiting to find out.
It's Up. Have you seen the film? Have you seen the film Up?
The film what, sorry?
Up. U-P. U-P.
No, I've never seen that. No.
I've drawn a picture of you in my mind, and you are the man in Up.
Oh, I missed the...
Go and check it out.
What's his name? Mr. Fredrickson? Mr.
Carl Fredrickson, thank you very much,
sir. No, right.
I found something you've not seen.
It's interesting, you know, when you, like yourself, you hear something, you know, then think, oh, I must sort of check that out.
Oh, you'll love it.
Anyway, I will. I'll, you know.
Lovely stuff.
And I'll give you a call and let you know what I thought of it.
Yeah,
anyway,
do.
Anyway, I better go, because I'm sure you've got a lot of people who want to come on.
We've got a few on the line, but don't finish there, you can't call back in a bit.
Okay, I'll perhaps call it. When are you in next week?
I don't know, actually. I'll speak to the bosses. I can't. Next week's tricky, because it's Star Wars week.
All right.
So Star Wars is released next week, and one of my other jobs is I'm a film critic. So,
what's your favourite film?
Oh, bloody hell! The Road.
The Road. Yeah, I've heard of it. Mine is Don Siegel's Charlie Barrick.
Don Siegel's Charlie Barrick. You like your obscurity?
Oh, have you seen Charlie? Oh, you Charlie Barrick is Walter Matthau, and it's an amazing film. It's about a guy who robs a bank, a small bank, and finds he's taken all the money from the mob.
Oh, blimey.
It's probably one of the... It really is. It's a classic film. And what makes it a classic film, everybody in it, Every single character is so well drawn and well played. It's got Joe Don Baker in it. You heard of Joe Don Baker?
It's a cartoon, is it?
Sorry?
It's a cartoon, is it?
No, it's a thriller. Don Siegel put 30 hours.
I thought you said, oh, they're all drawn.
Well, the characters are drawn so well.
Oh, I see. Oh, OK, sorry, you're being Barry Norman.
If you've never seen it, it's got Joe Don Baker, Sherry North. It really is. It's a classic film. If you've never seen it, Charlie Varick, and Varick is spelled Charlie, Charley, and Varick, Varrick.
Okay.
If you can see one film, Charlie Varick.
Okay, I will go and check that out. Thank you very much for
You're
that.
You're welcome.
You take care. Maybe speak to you later. Have a lovely evening, mate. I do like my chat with Philip. Oh, he's gone. There you go. Very definitive. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. As you can probably tell, there's no real remit for calling in. Just call in with whatever's on your mind. And generally people do. We're about 5 minutes away from someone reading their shopping list. 03444991000. We'll give you a call straight back. Our pizza's arrived, and I have to say it's an absolute travesty.
It's cold.
It's cold, and it's the wrong crust as well. So, Domino's, you're going to be getting the sharp end of my boot at 1 a.m, wherever you are. You can also get in touch with us via text. Just text the word talk, and then you'll message 8722 or tweet us at Talk Radio. Al is on the phone. How are you, Al?
Oh, Jamie, yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Pizza not so good?
No, but you know, when takeaway food is bad, it feels like a real... It feels like life is bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It kind of... You know, you've been waiting a while for it, haven't you?
And
you've
kind I've been
of
waiting an hour and a half for it.
I mean, we'll still eat it.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're ploughing through it. Don't get me wrong.
It's just shocking, that is. But, I was ringing up just because you were talking to Philip there about, many old sitcoms. And you were talking about Joni Loves Chachi.
That's right, yeah.
And have you heard the rumour or the myth about Joni Loves Chachi that's gone on along the years?
No, do tell.
You haven't? Well, I think it's a rumour, I think it's a myth, and I did have a quick look just to see if it's true or not, but basically the rumour is that Joni Loves Chachi was the highest rated TV show ever in South Korea.
And really?
Yeah, which sounds weird and bizarre and obscure, doesn't it? But the rumour is that basically that Chachi in Korean slang means... it's slang for a man's...
Todger.
Appendage.
Yeah.
Penis.
Yeah. Joni loves Chachi.
Joni loves penis. I think I've seen that DVD.
But how long did they have to wait? I mean, how long did they watch it? You say it was the best watched programme. Surely after a while they realised that they'd misunderstood, or they were still hanging on. They're very patient people.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think maybe they... I don't know what the South Korean version of the Nielsen ratings team is like, basically. But apparently, it was supposed to be true in the 80s. But some people have looked into it since then, and they said, well, it was very popular on the military bases in South Korea, like the American military bases and so on. But the actual, whether it was really true that all of South Korea tuned in because they thought it was some kind of soft porn show or hard porn show.
Do you think they still think that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about South Korean.
Scott Baio. Is it Scott Baio?
Yeah.
He went a bit weird, didn't he? Didn't he come out as a massive Trump supporter or something weird in the last election? He kind of... Yeah, people had him down as the all-American kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was one of the few people that kind of came out as wearing his red baseball cap.
So it turns out he is a Chachi.
Yeah.
I think that...
Yeah,
that
he's a proper massive Chachi. Massive swinging Chachi.
he was in Charles in Charge for a bit. I don't know if you ever saw that, Charles in Charge, where he was kind of like... He was like a guardian of some kids, sort of a glorified babysitter. And that was his sort of post-Happy Days, post-Joni Loves Chachi thing. But... Then he sort of stopped being a teen heartthrob, didn't he? And sort of other people replaced him. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, those kind of 50s and 60s... Sorry, I've got a mouthful of pizza. Those 50s and 60s shows, they didn't... There was not much longevity, was there? Because it wasn't only that, it was the fact that mood changed and public taste changed. So after Happy Days, things got... The 70s kind of kicked in and everybody wanted other stuff, didn't they?
Yeah, it was... I mean, Happy Days, I remember as a kid when I used to watch, like, It's on ITV, and I used to watch the kids' programmes on ITV, children's ITV, and then Happy Days would come on after that. That was its time slot. And I used to turn it off and think, oh, this is an adults' programme, like, you
but
know.
But it did, but I remember the same looking, thinking, why, it's just full of blokes. Just full of men who not getting kisses. Al, I've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a sec. Jamie's right. Covering for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
We were just talking during the break about someone's asking why I haven't got any Christmas decorations up, and I jokingly said it's because if any happiness comes anywhere near Julie Hartley Brewer, she bursts into flames, and she just appeared on the television, scared the absolute living bejesus out of me.
Well, if you will mention her name.
I know, it's like Beetlejuice, isn't it? It's Jamie East in for Ian Lee. How are you doing? Well, guys, give us a call, 0344 499 1000, and we will give you a call straight back. You can text us as well. Text the word talk, then your message to 87222. Before I go back to Gary, Angela... How you doing?
Oh, hiya, Jamie.
How's TalkSport getting on? You're our radio monitor for this evening, aren't you?
Yeah, it was hard going because he did the number too fast. So what I did, I looked it up on the internet. I got the number from there.
Oh, okay.
But they need to change that number because they're charging 13 pence a minute. Yeah.
Are they?
And yeah, so
that's
you need
not good,
to
is it?
No. So...
Did that put you off?
Yeah, it did. And it did put me off. And he has more men on than women.
Well, yes. I mean, TalkSport is a bit like that, isn't it? For whatever reasons, rightly or wrongly, it is a bit of a sausage factory next door.
I noticed. And I thought... Oh, sorry, Jamie.
What were they talking about? Did you...
Something I did agree with. They always seem to be picking on my team a lot. I know we lost tonight, but...
Who's your team? Coventry?
No, Manchester City. So it's always been Manchester City.
Oh, OK. Well, sorry.
but we're doing all right. But he was really slagging them off, that, I thought.
I don't know anything about football.
If he could get on, I could... But,
we might be able to get you on. Sam can do anything.
Really?
Yeah, Sam will sort you out. I'll tell you what. Speak to Sam. We'll sort it out so you don't have to pay the 13p. We'll sort it out.
Disgusting, isn't it?
It is expensive, especially if you get ranting about Man United. It could cost you a couple of Manchester City. It could cost you a couple of quid.
Don't, I know.
You know.
My partner's United.
Is he? Oh, blimey! But it's tense in your gaff when the derby's on, isn't it?
A little bit.
Dear.
We got a plan anyway.
Have you? What's your plan?
I think we're buying our time. I think what he will do is he will put a stronger team out on the Premiership, but he won't. Sometimes he doesn't put a strong team out in the Championship League.
Bloody hell, you are. You know your stuff, don't you, Angela? I've got a clue what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about your partner's plan at home when the derby's on.
But no, I know the manager wants to win the Premiership League, so he'll probably put the strongest team out.
Well, let's have a listen to TalkSport. Fade up TalkSport.
Or they're going to be cup-tied. The only thing with Van Dijk...
Lads, it's talking about Van Dijk, talking about Mary Poppins.
Is that I just wonder whether Klopp can make him a better player defensively, going forward.
What do you
Liverpool
think to that, Angela? Is Klopp good defensively going to be a better player if Klopp does something? Who's Klopp?
Jurgen Klopp.
Klopp's the guy that everyone says I look like.
You do a bit. He also looks like my mate Twisty.
Not Twisty.
Yeah, Twisty. Blimey. You look like Twisty,
do
actually.
I?
Yeah.
Well, he looks like Klopp. Angela, I've got no idea what they're talking about. I'm going to come back to you in a sec, Angela. Gary, what were we talking about? Sorry, mate. Gary's nodded off.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Sorry, what were we talking about?
We weren't talking about anything.
Were we?
He's new.
I'm new.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon. Sorry, I'm all over the bloody shop tonight.
Well, I got confused. You don't get many Garys, but I was thinking I wasn't talking about
I tell you why. It's just, I can see that Jerry's phoned up as well, so I got mixed up. I've not cleaned my glasses. I've got a bit of pizza grease on my lenses, and I got mixed up between Jerry and Gary.
I'm very jealous of you getting a Domino's at this time of night.
Don't be.
Don't be. It's crap.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Unless they're sponsoring, in which case they're great.
No, well.
Yeah. But so what you're saying effectively about the difference between Talk Sport and Talk Radio is Dennis Wise is going to like Talk Sport and Ian would like Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, that was a bit of what was going on whilst the programme was on. Andy Goldstein was coming out going, oi, oi, Dennis is oi.
Except,
what are you on about? It's a lad, it's a bit of banter, isn't it?
Except unlike Ian, I wasn't quite so polite. I told him to get lost.
Yeah, she didn't say that either. She said
Rudy. I could imagine that the air turned a little blue.
It did.
I told him I was going to come and spoil one of his sports games if he continued to come over being a knob.
Right.
She's threatened to kick him in the balls.
I've told Kathy before that I'm a little bit scared of her, so this isn't helping.
What have you been up to, Gary? Have we spoken before?
Well, we have, yes. I think when you covered for Ian a while ago. A
couple of weeks ago, yes.
Well, watching I'm a Celebrity, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've never watched the series before, so I'm kind of not really... Everyone keeps going, oh, he's doing really well. I'm not really sure. He's doing well, but I don't know if this means he's doing well, because I don't know the show that well.
Oh, okay.
He's still in there, so that constitutes doing well. And how he's keeping his hands from certain people's throats, I do not know.
Well, he's slightly outnumbered. Maybe if they cut those down to one or two, maybe he'd have more of a chance to stand up to them. I don't know.
You know, well, Ian's one of the cleverest in there. He's not daft. Yeah. He knows that... by doing nothing, is doing everything.
Well, and actually, he did stand up to them today, and he did it within the bounds of decency and without, you know, losing his rag. And, you know, they're showing themselves up. If he was playing a game, and he isn't, if he was playing a game, then they would have stitched themselves up. They have.
Yep. As I think I put on Twitter, he's playing a game, the game of life.
Well, he's playing I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here,
exactly.
Which is just sticking there as long as you can, you know.
Yeah.
No, exactly. He got a bit emotional as well, didn't he, old Ian?
Yeah,
he did.
That was a very sweet moment.
The thing is, I think he knew that was what the message was going to be, which is why I think he turned it down a few days ago.
Right.
So I think he was like, I don't want to hear from my boys because I know what it's going to do to me, so I'm just going to let it go.
I don't think that at all.
Don't you think
no.
that?
No. No, no. I don't think he even...
Sacrificing for the other guy.
I think he took one for the team.
Fair enough.
Because he's the sort of person, you know, he'll still be feeling badly for not having completed some of those trials. It's a trial and a dingo dollar thing. And he thought, this is an easy way to try and correct the balance.
I suppose in the same way that he didn't have a strawberry when they came out for free,
yeah.
So...
Because he's not doing it, and in a way, he's not really doing it for the team. He's also doing it for his own peace of mind. Right, I need to rectify this. I've done something out of order, or I've done something that I'm judging myself for. So how do I balance things out? So I don't think he even thought about, you know, what it might
Fair
be
enough.
In that email. Probably best not to.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The other thing I know is that you said you're a film reviewer.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the dilemma about Star Wars.
Okay.
Is it worth the extra couple of quid to go and watch it in 3D or not?
Well,
because I never noticed that. I don't know if any other Star Wars film has been in 3D.
The only problem...
I'm not sure.
I can't remember, actually. No, you might be right. I can't remember if The Force Awakens was or not. I think the problem I have with... Was it, Sam? Yeah, it was. The Force Awakens was in 3D. The problem I have with 3D is that I wear glasses. And,
yeah, me too.
And
yeah.
It's a right pain in the hole wearing the 3D glasses over your reading glasses or your wearing glasses. Because I can never work out whether I'm supposed to put my own glasses over the front or behind.
That's true.
I once watched Avatar in 3D and I dropped the glasses and couldn't find them, so I had to watch it in 3D without 3D glasses.
It probably made just as much sense.
Yeah. The plot was still unbelievably...
But if anyone's listening that can tell me what I'm supposed to do, because every time in the cinema, I don't know whether it makes any difference to have your 3D glasses in front of your normal glasses or not. I guess it needs to go in front, because otherwise contact lenses would be quite awkward.
But I'm serious, close to going front, but surely someone out there, you know, on the Dragon's Den needs to invent flip 3D glasses.
You can get them. I bought some that clip over my... Because when I realised that I was going to be doing the film column, I went and bought some online that those make me look a right spod.
That was my retirement fund.
Yeah, sorry, mate, I'm out. Yeah. That clip over your front of your glasses, but they don't work. So just invent ones that work.
Yeah. I'll get right on that.
Yeah, do you do that? But are you going to go and see Star Wars, I presume?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go and see it. I think now you convinced me maybe to save my money and go and see it in 2D.
Well, I've never come out of a 3D film going, gee, I'm so glad I watched that in 3D. It always feels like quite a lot of work.
Yeah, there's always an obvious part of the film that's been made just for the justification of putting your glasses on.
Whereas IMAX, on the other hand...
Well, yes.
is a different story. Dunkirk is coming out. I would imagine that's coming out on kind of Blu-ray and stuff, probably about March time. But if you get a chance, and they're bound to really, I think it's going to be, there's going to be a big build-up to the Oscars.
Oh, you think they'll redo it at the IMAX?
I think they'll put it back on at all the IMAXes. Yeah. So if you get a chance, if you're listening and you do get a chance to go and see Dunkirk at the IMAX, do go and see it at the IMAX.
It's just down the road from you, isn't it? So I'll meet you there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I'll see you there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's an incredible film.
Latest.
Oh, okay.
Well, unless... Do you want me to say anything else?
No, fine. No, that's fine. But, yeah, I'll tell you what. I may be coming on... I don't know when Ian's back on it. When is Ian back? Do we know?
Well...
If he's in for the duration.
It finishes this weekend. And
it finishes Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And how long is he staying out for afterwards?
A week, but he may have means of communication.
Oh, he might do the show from there, maybe. We'll see. So I'm on kind of standby for next week at some point, so I may be back, but we'll see what happens.
See what happens. When the film's out, I'd love to know what you think of it.
Likewise. Well, find me on Twitter, if not, and we'll have
Indeed.
A chitty chat. Gary, cheers, thank you very much, mate.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Angela.
Yes.
What were we talking about? Football. I can't talk about football anymore. I don't know anything about it.
That's okay.
What was I going to say? I did want to know, so you were saying that your partner is a Man United supporter and and you are a Man City supporter. What happens when one of you gets absolutely trounced by the other?
Well, we have to wear each of the shirts.
Oh, you swap shirts?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Do you make me go to the shop in it or anything?
No, that's pushing it.
Is it?
Ooh. Yeah.
Maybe the rule should be if you get beaten by more than two goals, you have to wear it to the shop or to the pub.
I have done it once.
Have you?
To his mum's.
Was she surprised?
A little bit. She said, "That's killing you, isn't it?" I said, "A little bit."
Did it fit? Why was it too tight?
No, it was just didn't like wearing it. But there's a lot of United supporters around here, and they say, "How come she's wearing that?"
Oh dear, sorry, I've made myself laugh there with my stupid joke. Angela, I've got to go to. We've got the news coming up. I might speak to you later, though, if that's okay.
No worries.
Lovely. Take care, darling. Bye bye. It's Jamie Easton for Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Give us a call 0344 499 1000 and we will give you a call straight back. It's coming up to 11 o'clock and we're going to be reviewing The Mega Brothel on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
It's the radio show for night people. Funky, but neat. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here I am. How are you doing, guys? It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. As they just said, give us a call, 0344 499 1000, and we'll give you a call straight back. Roger, are you there?
Help, I'm being held hostage by Jamie East. He's making me watch television.
Exactly. Well done, son. I'm very glad that you volunteered for this. In precisely 1 minute's time on Channel 4, there's a documentary called about The Mega Brothel, which sounds delightful. I think it's a rom-com. and I would like you to kind of watch it. Let's find out and see what the synopsis of it is. Hold on a second. Channel 4, The Mega Brothel. I'm on a list now.
I can bring it up in front of me now.
I'll be put on a register now. Hold on a second. Here we go. A look behind the doors of the five-story Paradise Club in Stuttgart, exploring what life's like for sex workers and their clients in a country with some of the world's most liberal prostitution laws. Isn't this the Wednesday night you've always dreamed of?
Oh, yes.
So it starts. I want you to could you just pick out any golden nuggets for us?
Yeah.
And I'll call you back in about 20 minutes' time. Is that all right?
Yeah, no worries.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much. Jerry, how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm all right.
Lovely stuff. What's going on in Jerryland?
They opened up a Screwfix in Stoke-on-Trent. It was a brothel.
Oh, you little charmer. What was that? Say it again. It was a joke, right, about Screwfix?
Yeah, because it was a brothel.
Oh, you didn't go in there and ask for...
No, but I didn't go there.
Ask for... I can't think of anything clean quick enough. What have you been up to?
I've got a bone to pick with you. My 80s pop knowledge, Wham.
Why?
The other day.
Why, what did I say?
Said something, I can't remember, Maybe ring up and try and get on again.
Oh, well, I remember now. It's because you couldn't remember who Wham were.
I knew who Wham was.
Why did we fall out over it? I can't remember what it was now.
I think you said it when he wasn't on air that you wouldn't know who Wham was. Even Jerry would know who Wham was.
Oh, I did, yes.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, and I saw you trying to call in and we didn't pick you up. I remember now. I do apologise, Jerry.
I've got a cold shoulder.
And would you have known who Wham were?
Yeah, Andrew Ridgely almost killed himself motor racing.
You're right, he did. Formula 3, that was it. Blimey. He lives in Weybridge down in Cornwall now.
Went to university with somebody from Weybridge.
Was it Andrew Ridgely?
No, it wasn't Andrew Ridgely.
Okay.
His wife? Sarah from Bananarama?
Is that actually
Karen.
It used to be, they've split up now.
Oh.
Sad.
I thought Bananarama is still going.
They're still getting there on tour at the moment. I don't know if it's just finished. They just did a little tour. Apparently, it was amazing, if you like Bananarama, obviously. What's going on in your life at the moment?
Bought a new laptop.
Oh, you got it, didn't you? Oh, with your winnings?
With my winnings. Took about £300 left.
Good for you. Have you set it all up? Have you installed all your bits and pieces on it?
My bits and pieces are installed. They even got a complete box set of the video. Remember V?
V? Yeah, I do remember V. Is it the original one? Because they remade it recently, didn't they?
Yeah, I've got all the original ones, the original Winnie series.
Oh, that scared me when I was a kid.
How does that... Can we put on Channel 4 on one of the tellies?
What's on Channel 4?
Well, we've got my man watching the Mega Brothel, which is all about a massive brothel in Stuttgart. And poor Roger wanted to go to bed, but we've made him watch this instead and tell us what he thought of it. Or was a woman eating an apple seductively. So have you put your antivirus on it? Speaking of brothels,
it's built in.
It's built in already, is it?
I think so.
And what do you predominantly use your laptop for? Are you a gamer?
Research.
Oh, okay. Me too, mate. Me too. What kind of things do you research?
Crime.
Oh.
Sorry?
Crime.
Crime? What, how to commit it or how to stop it?
No, specialised in policing. Still carried on.
What, in terms of kind of like historic crimes and looking into things? Is that what you mean? Like the procedural stuff?
All different stuff.
Okay. What interests you about it?
Okay, the case of the Black Panther at the moment.
The case of the Black Panther? Tell me about that, please.
Happened in Kitchgrove, where I was born, 1975. Bloke kidnapped a girl, kept her down the drain.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's not very.
No. So do they catch the Black Panther?
Yeah. Of course, he's dead now. He died of engineering disease.
Oh, okay. So what interests you about it? Because I know there is a bit of a morbid fascination with
That's
stuff like
that. Where I was born, literally 2 minutes where.
Oh, I see. So it was a local kind of thing, was it? I understand. Yeah. Okay.
And policing is just, specialised at university. They have a dissertation on policing.
Oh, okay. Lovely stuff.
What band did you used to be in?
What band? Oh, don't, Jerry.
Yeah.
It was a band called The Beekeepers. And we were signed to Beggar's Banquet, I think, goodness me, it was a long time ago, 1996, something like that. It was in Menswear era, yes, with my mate Matt Everett, who's now over on Six Music. He was the drummer in Menswear. He now does the breakfast show with Sean Keaveney.
How bizarre,
sir. I know, well, yeah, it's a small world, you know, as media idiots.
Have you ever met Pete Doherty?
Have I met Pete Doherty? No, I haven't. I used to run a website, Jerry, that constantly lambasted Pete Doherty for all his failings, of which there were many. One of the strangest celebrity affairs that kicked off all through my time doing that was when him and Kate Moss went out with each other, which was just the weirdest pairing, because he, to all intents and purposes, just looked like someone had dug him up, and he stunk, and he was a massive drug addict, and just not a very nice...
And this is before the big expose on Kate Moss, wasn't it? But...
It was him, he was the catalyst of it.
He actually stole Carl's guitar and sold it.
He stole Carl's guitar? Yeah, that's probably one of the nicer things he did. He, and So I printed a load of T-shirts that weren't very nice about it, and we sent him them, and he phoned up and got really upset about it because he genuinely was in love with Kate Moss. Oh. And he felt that we were mocking him. But
what you going to do, Katie?
Pardon?
What you going to do, Katie, with your polka dot? He sent me the song about it, didn't he?
Oh, you're very up on your libertines knowledge, Jerry.
I'm very up on music.
Oh, well, you're into music, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's your specialist era?
1986, 87. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. 1986.
12-inch remixes.
Into what, sorry?
12-inch remixes.
That was the year of the Shep Pettibone remixes, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a good member. Who was the one who went out with Kirsty McCall?
I don't think it was Shep Pettibone, was it? He was married to... Kirsty McCall was married to Steve Lillywhite. Was it Steve Lillywhite? Yeah. Right.
He did New Order, didn't he?
Right, Jerry. Question for you.
Yeah.
I've got the top 100 singles in the UK charts of 1986 in front of me. I'm going to give you a clue as to what was number one, and you have to tell me. It was a cover version. It was by a duo. It was originally sung by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. What do you think? It had a very catchy chorus with a sustained note where it sounded almost a bit like Nelly the Elephant.
Ooh.
Yes. What was the song?
You've got me.
The singer went on to have a successful solo career doing songs such as To Love Somebody. And he had a head a little bit like a potato.
Oh, I know.
And in fact, a member of that band was recently on Strictly Come Dancing.
No fun.
You know this.
You know this, Jerry. Dun. Mm-hmm.
Charles Neddy.
Baby! My heart is full of love and it's not for you.
Richard Coles.
Yeah, the Communards.
The Priest.
Yeah, the Priest, the Communards, they were the top-selling artist.
I sing it out my window every day.
You see who out your window every day?
I sing it outside the window to the old people across the road. I sing that.
You sing that?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Every day, and what's the other one they had?
No, that's Bronxty Beat I'm thinking of.
Don't Leave Me This Way.
That's the one we're singing.
Oh, gosh.
Diana Ross was at number two. What song?
Chain Reaction.
Correct.
Who by the Bee Gees? Bee Gees to the backing vocals.
Exactly.
It's actually a really rude song, that. Have you heard
the
lyrics?
Yeah, it's
You
just
make me tremble as my hand moves lower.
Yeah.
Flipping it.
About a hand job.
Thanks for spelling it out.
It's all right. Number three was a one-hit wonder. He was an old fella, if I seem to remember rightly. And the song was called I Want to Wake Up With You. Who sang that, Jerry?
I want to wake up.
With you.
Tim Maxey Priest.
No, that's a good guess, though. It was somebody whose surname sounds a bit like Monty Don's job.
Boris
Gardner, yes.
Got another one.
You want another one? You enjoy this? Right, OK. Let's go down and see who was at number 100. Oh, OK.
Wet.
No. Wet. I've not seen wet, actually. No, I can't see them anywhere. Oh, I'll tell you what. OK. Halfway down, at number 55, was a TV star who released...
David Soul.
No, who released a single. The single was called Starting Together. Who was the singer? They were in a popular sitcom about a holiday camp.
Sue Pollard.
Correct. Well done. Obviously, Sue Pollard released that. Had nothing, absolutely nothing on her friend... Baby!
Oh, God.
Ted Bovis.
Yeah.
What was that awful railway programme they did after?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Dr. Bitching.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yeah, it was dreadful, wasn't it? It was dreadful. I'll tell you what, Jerry, give us a call back later. We might have another... We'll pick another year. We'll do another pop quiz with you. We'll see if anyone else wants to do a pop quiz, they can get involved. Give us a shout on 0344 499 1000. We'll give you a call straight back. Kyle is on the line. How are you, Kyle?
Not bad, Jamie. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I was going to say, there was something from... It's Philip, isn't it, from South Norwood?
Mm-hmm.
About TV themes. So the spin-off that he... I think he forgot from Happy Days was Mork and Mindy, bizarrely.
Was it?
Yeah, because he first appears in an episode of Happy Days.
He does.
Who, Mork does?
Yeah.
How weird. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, so I got that. And then in terms of the TV themes... he talked about the American ones. The one that I remember is there was one cut, there was a program called BJ and the Bear.
It's a pub, that, the pub called. Called what? BJ and the Bear? I thought it was a niche BJ. Category.
And the bear isn't BJ. A bear, is it?
No, well, do you know, I've never seen it, but when Peter Kay did the Road to Nowhere program,
yeah,
he had a theme tune sung by Tony Christie. And it was only when I heard the beat, I don't know whether you can bring it up on your system, if you listen...
Oh, PJ and the Bear.
No, BJ and the Bear.
Oh, it is BJ and the Bear. Oh, well, it's a monkey. Yeah. Is the bear a monkey?
I thought the bear was a bear.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of it. It says BJ and the Bear. It's got a bloke holding a chimpanzee wearing a trilby hat.
That's the bear, the chimpanzee. Makes no sense at all.
They're playing with our minds, those crazy Americans. Let's have a listen to the theme tune. Hold on a second. Let's see what is happening here. Is this the one?
Yeah.
So it looks like Fall Guy era. Where you're going, not exactly. It's a big truck going through some nice countryside. Yeah, BJ and his best friend Bear. The bear's a monkey. They're blowing my mind. They're blowing my mind.
If you listen to the Peter Kay Road to Nowhere, Mac and Paddy's Road to Nowhere,
yeah,
that is a complete steal of that theme tune reworded, and I never knew it.
Wow, don't say that because he'll sue you. Believe me. Hold on there, Kyle. We've got Andre on the phone. Sam, has someone called Ariel been trying to phone up? Have we spoken to Ariel? Oh, OK, a Scottish lady. No? OK, fine. Sorry, Andre, how are you, mate?
Yeah, hi. Is that Jamie?
Yes.
Jamie who? Jamie Oliver? Oh, sorry, Jamie. Oh, how's Curvaceous Cass?
I don't know, but I'm here.
Oh, all right, Cass, how you doing?
Yeah,
sorry
mate.
About that.
Yeah,
I don't really want to call you that. All right, Cass.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you again, yeah?
Well.
How are you, mate?
Well. Oh, yeah, not too... I didn't know I was talking to you, Oliver. Jamie, I mean... Oh, have you got a pop quiz going on?
Yeah. Do you want to take part? You fancy yourself, do you?
No.
Yeah, I do a bit, yeah, actually.
All right, what's your specialist subject?
Indie New Wave...
Indie New Wave, okay.
1975 to 1985. You name it, any of it, I'll have
right,
it.
All right, okay. hold on a second then, let me look for some questions. 70s, pop quiz.
We'll say 76 to 86. How's that?
All right. We'll see how we get on. It can't be that really... they're not really that specific. We'll see how we get on with this.
Okay.
Oh, no, we don't want that. It's bloody got intros and all sorts. Okay. If you wake up and don't want to smile, if it takes just a little while, these are the lyrics from which song? That's easy.
I know that one.
If it takes... Can you repeat that? Sorry, John.
If you wake up and don't want to smile, if it takes just a little while...
Oh, any clues?
It's on an advert at the moment.
If you wake up and don't want to smile... If it takes just a little while.
That's not mine.
Fleetwood Mac.
That's not New Wave, is it?
If you want to have a good time, just give me a call. Is a line from which single?
If you don't, sorry?
That was Don't Stop Me Now, Queen. This isn't the best. No. This isn't these.
This is all answers. Don't stop.
This is not indie. It's not indie music, Jeremy.
Wait, was it indie? Did you call it indie music in the '70s?
No, we never. That was rock and old rock, wasn't it? Old rock.
All right, new wave '70s. I want to say.
Yeah.
19. Let's go for 1982. Okay. All right, that's fine. But the new wave's a bit weird because the class ABC is new wave, don't they?
Yeah, ask me a question on them then.
Okay.
Which band?
I don't know enough about ABC to ask you any questions. I'll tell you what, I can ask you a question about...
His best album was Lexicon of Love.
Yeah, but that's a subjective question. That's not an actual question.
Best known one, yeah.
I'll let you know.
What was... who wore white socks for Adam and the Ants?
Duck.
Correct.
Thank you.
Which animal let itself?
Punk or something, wasn't it?
For Adam and the Ants again, which animal let itself?
Itself. Now that I...
Dog eat dog, mate.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
You should have known that. What kind of music did a lobster play?
He got me there.
Rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
B-52s.
Nah, they weren't my scene.
Okay,
What else, Scott?
What was the drummer of Big Country called? Come on, son, if you're gonna call in and give it the big chat.
I'm only gonna give it the last one.
Mark Brzecki. Who was the manager? Who's the manager of Bow Wow Wow?
Malcolm McLaren.
Who was the drummer of Bow Wow Wow?
Adam
Ant. No. Gotta take your first answer. No. Dave Barb.
Oh, sorry.
This band were the first video ever played on MTV. And they were a new wave band from the 80s with a famous music producer as a singer. What was the band?
Sex Pistols?
It was the Buggles.
Oh, was it?
Trevor Horn. They were a new wave band, 1980.
Yeah.
Let me have a look through.
Vito killed the radio star.
Who was the original songwriter for Depeche Mode?
David Gahan.
No, Vince Clarke.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
See, come on, mate. All right, you can have one more.
Cheers.
The Cure.
Yeah.
What was the name of their greatest hits album?
It was a swear word, wasn't it?
No, it most certainly was not.
What was the first word of it?
Standing.
Well, I don't know, you got me again.
Standing on a beach.
Yeah, I shouldn't drink this time of night. I've got to blame me on saying.
Nah, don't be daft. Thank you for taking part, though, buddy.
Yeah, cheers, Jamie.
Cheers, mate. Take care, buddy. See you soon. We're going to take a quick break. If anyone wants to call in, we appear to be doing pop quiz all of a sudden. Give me a call in. Give me your specialist year, and we'll get back to you. 03444991000. We'll call you straight back.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, yes, here we are. It's Jamie East in for Ian. Give us a call, 03444991000. We'll give you a call straight back. Or text us, 87222 with the word talk. Text to 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Roger is on the line. How is it?
Why do I deserve this? This is grim.
Right, okay, so for those that don't know, Roger very happily volunteered to be tonight's TV reviewer. And
the worst.
And the programme that you've been reviewing is Channel 4's The Mega Brothel, which is on now. And it's about a huge kind of, five-storey brothel in Stuttgart. Take me through it. What's been happening?
Yeah, the position of the cells is more of a spa for men's wellness with a bit of prostitution on the side to try and make it
newsy.
Make it a little bit more respectable. It sounds like that's the norm for the bigger brothels in Germany. And there was one guy that said that he goes there 2-3 times a week. Sometimes I only stay for 2 hours. Sometimes I stay for 6 or 8 hours.
Oh, okay. Six or eight hours in a brothel?
I think he was a bit embarrassed, though, because he was sat talking to the cameras wearing a very strange mask.
Oh, really?
But there was another guy. They all have their own dressing gowns. And one of them, this guy, he seems pretty proud of his dressing gown because he'd personalised it to make it look like a Starfleet uniform. But the other side of it, the so-called marketing manager who vets the applications of the girls, looking at the emails that, you know, they've sent pictures. Do you think I'm suitable to work here? His attitude when it was going round where the dorms, because on the upper floors there's dorms where the girls live, 6 to a room. And they pay €23 a night.
That sounds grim.
It was his attitude, saying, oh, they're bleeped up, most of them, they're really dysfunctional, they're a mess.
Oh, so is that...
He's a horrible man.
So is he the owner, is he?
He's the marketing manager.
Wow, he's not doing a very good job marketing, is he?
The voiceover said earlier on in the documentary, because of this legitimising it and making... I'm not anti-prostitution, I'm not anti-brothels.
Yeah.
But this might change my mind.
Well,
because
yes.
It's awful. But he was saying that it's like going down to the pub now. That's how big it is in Germany since the...
In that area.
Oh. He was saying that some of the best girls can earn €15,000 in a few days.
Oh, crikey. And are the girls... It's not a titillating document, if you excuse the phrase. It's not... Oh, my good grief.
It is, actually.
Oh,
The blur in some, but there was one girl sat talking, going through all her accoutrements, so that, you know, showing massive bag of condoms.
Yeah.
A vibrator. She was sat there on the bed topless.
Oh, good. Yeah, there's a lot of boobies going
early,
there.
Yeah, they're blurring out people's bums.
People's bums?
Yeah, they're blurring the bums.
What, the thing that everyone's got?
Yeah.
Amazing. You can stare at the nipples, don't look at the backsides, though. Maybe they've all got logos on them.
Kath?
Yes?
Kath, what have I done to Jamie to deserve this? I buy the room...
I think he thinks that maybe you've got an open mind. That's the thing. If you buy the room knowing it's going to be awful.
Well, the thing is, we gave Caddick Naked Attraction yesterday, and he...
Never came back.
Some euphemism. Had to go and put his parents to bed or something like that. I've never heard it called that.
I've been falling asleep halfway through the show the last few nights, I must confess. So I think this is my atonement.
Oh, dear. How long's it on for? Is there going to be an ending? Is it building up to anything? What's the narrative? What's the happy finish?
There's not really much of a narrative. They're just flicking, you know, different. The last that I mentioned earlier, she's going round the brothel again, and she's walking round topless. I don't know whether the producers have got her to do that, to be honest, but I can't imagine.
I've got her on here. She's got a garter belt on, but no top, no knickers. What's she holding up?
but now she's downstairs. She's got a top on.
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, you know.
She's going home.
She's got to go get some milk.
Apparently, because of these dorms, they can live, eat and work without even leaving the building.
Gosh.
That's how grim it is.
I think that's called a prison.
Yeah, battery chickens.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, keep watching. We'll give you one more call back in about 15 minutes, if that's all right. See if anything exciting happens.
Yeah, no worries, Jamie.
Thanks, Roger. Cheers, mate. Kyle.
Evening.
Evening.
I didn't like that thing about... Because I live in my dressing gown permanently, but I don't think I'm some sort of pervert.
Right, OK, here's a question for you, and here's a question for anyone listening. And I'm going to ask you, Kath, and I'm going to ask you, Sam. How often do you wash your dressing gown?
Oh, I'm terrible for that. I'll do it if I'm going away somewhere, just in case there's a fire.
Do you take a dressing gown when you go away?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, because sometimes, like, hotel rooms are cold, aren't they? And I don't want to put a like, hotel dressing gown on, because you know what people do in them.
Doesn't that, like, take up all of your suitcase?
No, because I've got, like, a little, like, a sort of kimono-type affair.
Oh, I see. It's a silky, sexy one.
It's not silky, but it's flowery.
Flowery?
Yeah, it's nice. It sounds horrible, but it's really nice. Postman keeps catching me in mine at the moment. I think he's doing it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, and you're not. All right, here we go. Oh, no, I appear to have dropped my parcel.
I really think my postman thinks I'm working from home.
Oh, I see.
Because like, I'm... the curtain's
kind of
drawn.
In a Cynthia Payne kind of way.
Yes.
Right, okay. What about you, Kyle? How often do you wash your dressing gown?
Well, I feel a bit obsessive now, but I would say about once every 2 weeks, but I do rotate them.
Bloody hell!
You fibber.
I got bought one last Christmas. Only last week I thought I should probably wash that.
Yeah, if you drip something down it, but otherwise... You've hardly got it on, have you?
No, exactly. And you wear it when you're ill. I only wear it when I'm ill.
Festering
around. You look like Hugh Hefner walking around the house in it all
the time. I look nothing like Hugh Hefner. I look far worse. Far seedier.
I was going to say, before I go, all right, have I got the pop quiz? Is that all right?
Yes, by all means. What you need to prep us so we can get some questions ready. What topic do you want?
Can I have a go for 60s, please?
60s?
Oh, the 60s.
Right. Okay, 60s. Fine. Give us 10, 15 minutes. Maybe if Catherine is feeling very very nice, she will dig up some 60s questions.
I'll do it
for
now.
You. She'll do that now. And we've got Julie on the phone who wants some 90s. 90s on. Julie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good.
I was going to ask you some questions because I've got a friend who, when she goes on a new date, she asks her date some questions to see how many they get right.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is good. Okay.
She sounds like a professional dater, and I don't mean that in a nasty way, not like these ladies on the telly. That's not nasty. They're doing their thing. You know, no hating.
But you're right, professional dater. And so bearing in mind the number of correct answers will depend on whether or not she continues to see this person.
Oh, come on. If she really fancies them, she'll overlook it, surely.
Oh, of course.
That's the trump card.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very fluid kind of arrangement. It's just like, it depends how fit they are. Exactly. Right, okay. Hit me.
Okay, so there's five questions.
Right.
Okay.
Are they rude?
No.
Okay.
The first one is, how many bones are there in the human body?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Right, that's it.
She'll allow a margin.
I'll be asking for the bill already. I'm going to... Oh, my life. I'm going to go for...
Are you counting?
I'm counting. I'm starting off with my toes. We finish at one. I'm going to go for 420.
Oh, I was going to go somewhere more like 85.
Oh, right. Shall I carry on with the questions, or do you want to know now?
We want to know now.
I want to know now.
Okay.
Am I getting any action?
The answer is 206.
206.
So who's closer? You got what 400?
I went 420.
And I went 80 something.
You win. Catherine's through to
so
round.
So far, it's my
Catherine's
lucky night.
Catherine's through to the six chair challenge. Okay, what's number two?
Okay, the next question is, what animal or what creature is the only male to give birth?
Oh, is it a duck-bill platypus? No, oh no, no, don't, that's not my final answer. Male to give birth, seahorse.
Correct.
I don't think they give birth, though, do they?
Don't.
They do.
Wheel
do
me
they?
Chips.
I thought they looked after the young, I didn't
no,
know.
No, they give birth. Don't wheel me chips, Catherine. Right, carry on,
no,
ignore
you can have it.
It's one each.
Okay, next
question. I'm blocking you.
In what year did the Fire of London happen?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness me. I think it was something like 1641.
1682.
Oh, 1666, when London was burning like sticks.
That's me, I win that. I'm
you can
close.
Start and I'll finish.
That was pretty good, though. That was quite close, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad.
We were in the right... I'm surprised
not
we're in the
bad.
Right...
Not
we're in the right century.
I left school at 16. And joined the band.
Right, fourth question is, please, could you name the three wise men?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Balthazar, Melchior and Caspar.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how I know that? Because my best friend is Spanish and Father Christmas doesn't bring their presents in Spain. It's the three wise men and every child has their favourite one.
How weird.
Oh. Yeah, weird, isn't it?
I didn't know that, but well done.
So my little godchildren in Spain don't get their presents until, well, it's the Epiphany, so it's in January, and I have to write on it that it's from one of the wise men.
Hold on a sec. So kids in Spain don't get the presents until January?
No.
That's a bit miserable.
Yeah.
Blimey. And what was it, Balthazar something in...
Melchior and Casper.
Melchior.
Melchior.
That's a good
Melchior.
Name.
Melchior.
Belter, isn't it?
Melchior's a cracking name.
It's going to be the name for boys of 2017.
It's going to be, it's going to be a name of my next dog, I can tell you that much. Melchior, down! Okay, so, Catherine, that's 2-1. No, it's 2-2.
Yeah.
And here's the last question.
Decider.
And that is, in what field is Fanny Craddock famous for?
Cooking.
Easy. Cooking, yeah.
Correct.
I hope all your donuts turn out like Fanny's. That's what her husband said, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes.
Hope all your donuts turn out like Fanny's. Ah, dearie me. Right, I was going to ask you that good question. And does she open with that? Is that like before they've even ordered entrees or starters or anything?
No. They just kind of, I think, slipped into conversation.
How'd you slip those in?
I don't know.
You wanted 90s. Is that indie or just
90s? I don't mind anything. 90s rock. I don't mind anything.
Okay, hold on a sec. Best selling singles. Let's pick. Okay, and let's go for right. Okay, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Right, we need a bit of music. Hold on a second. Let's get it. Let's get some tension going. Hold on a minute.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Now you're in trouble. Okay.
Is it 80s electro?
That was actually Hans Zimmer. Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. Which god-awful duo had the second biggest selling single of the entire 1990s?
Oh, I've got a guess for that.
I would want to say something like Robson and Jerome.
You'd be correct.
My mum had that album.
You'd be absolutely correct. Puff Daddy released a single which was a tribute to Notorious B.I.G. who was dead. It was a cover of the Prince song. Who else was on that single?
Puff Daddy.
It was B.I. It was Biggie's ex-missus.
It wasn't a Prince song, was it? It was Police.
It was Police, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll be missing you.
Yeah, but who was... It was Puff Daddy featuring... I'm going to have to rush it.
I want to... Not Dre.
No, I'm going to have to stop you. You're embarrassing yourself.
Faith Evans.
No, you were cheating. Well. You were cheating. Someone told you that or you were Googling it. Right. Nope. Which act had the 12th biggest biggest selling single of the 90s? It was their debut single and they went on to be one of the biggest bands ever.
In the 90s.
They went on to be one of the biggest groups ever.
I would say it's going to have to be Blur or Oasis.
No, you're barking up the wrong tree there.
Oh, am I? Quite vague.
Zigger.
Tell you what.
Oh, the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Girl power.
Okay, we'll give you another one. There's only one real novelty record that makes it into, unless you count Candle in the Wind 1997, there's only one novelty record that makes it into the chart, the top 20 best-selling singles of the 90s. It was a TV theme tune.
Right.
Of a kids' programme.
Ah.
What would it be? Got to number 18 in the biggest sold 1.1 million copies of the single in 1997.
Yeah.
Oh. It was a revolutionary children's television programme.
Revolutionary? Oh, that's a revolutionary Teletubbies?
Correct. Really? Well done.
Oh, was it?
Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
I thought it was going to be Sesame's Treat.
No. No,
oh, yeah.
God,
remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that was a tune. this is the best-selling singles of the entire 1990s, and you chose Sesame's Treat.
Sesame's Treat.
You did very well there, I think. Yeah, kind
thank
of.
Thank you.
who was after? Kyle was after. What was? Have you got some?
Yeah, some 60s.
Right, Julie. Thank you very, very much.
Cheers, Jamie.
I'll do call in again. I would very much like
I
to.
Will.
If you've got any questions you'd like us to, you know, it's a two-way street. I enjoyed the bones question. I'm never going to. What was it? Mikhail? What was it?
Melchior, Casper, Balthazar.
Melchior, Casper, and Balthazar. Balthazar.
And can you remember how many bones there were? Can you remember the
206.
Well done, that man.
Amazing.
And where's the smallest one?
In your ear.
Correct.
Yes. Boom, shakalak. Mum, Dad, it was worth it. Right, we're going to go for a quick break. It's Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio, 0344 499 1000. And we'll give you a call straight back. Kyle, you better be getting your 60s music knowledge ready.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mainly by talking back at you. It's here we are. Give us a call, 0344 499 1000. We'll give you a call straight back. A text is the word talk, then your message to 87222. What are we doing? We've got a guy. The brothel programmes, is that still? No, it's still going on. We'll speak to Roger again in a tick. Find out what's happening on the mega brothel on Channel 4. We're all on tenterhooks to find out what she did with that massive bag of dildos. Kyle, on the other hand, is on the phone. He's ready for his 60s music quiz. How are you feeling, Kyle?
Well, I'm a bit nervous, but I'm also, I don't know how to pick this up, but I'm on low alcohol wine, and it's just not having the same effect. It's
not
working.
What kind of pervert are you?
What an absolute disaster for you.
I feel like my powers have been stripped.
This is what 10 to 12 looks like sober, mate.
I'm always thoughtful of the episode in Father Ted where Father Jack finally sobers up, and that tends to be a lot of my life.
Amazing. Right, so how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident?
I'll give it a go. Why are people saying wine lips? I don't understand. Wine lips? Did I have wine lips? Oh, sorry, anyway. Sorry. Yeah.
Wine lips?
Wine lips?
Yeah, I didn't think. I have no idea.
You haven't got that one of those little red wine tashes, have you?
Like the Joker? I don't know, yeah. I don't think.
Okay, right. Okay, you've got a choice. You can either have this scary kind of bed to listen to do it to, or you can have a bit of The Cure. What would you prefer?
It's pressure on me, but I quite like the electronic.
This is a good mix between the two. Right, ready?
Oh,
Bjork, Human Behaviour on a loop. Right, Catherine is your quiz master.
Are you ready?
I'll give it a go, Catherine.
What do these hits have in common, Kyle? Juliet, Sherry, and Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Stevie Wonder.
It's the number four. The hits of the Four Pennines, the Four Seasons, and the Four Tops.
Yep.
You want more?
Oh, yeah. I'll give it a go.
Okay. Complete the title of the Ohio Express's biggest hit from 1968. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
It's yummy, yummy, yummy. We'll let you have that.
Okay,
I mean, you went a bit
all right,
too
let him
far.
Have it. Let him have it. Let him have it.
Okay. Which British star reached number one in America in 1966 with Sunshine Superman?
Good Lord.
Donovan.
Yes.
Oh, well done, son. Well done. Ding, ding.
Which girl group had a worldwide hit in 1964 with Chapel of Love?
The Shirelles.
No.
The Dixie Cups.
Of course it was the Dixie Cups. Of course it was.
What was Smokey Robinson's most famous band called?
The Miracles.
Correct.
Correct. Ding, ding.
Who sang the theme to the 1966 James Bond film Thunderball?
Oh, easy.
Shirley Bassey.
Oh! Meh.
East.
Here, Tom Jones!
Hoya! Oh. Yeah! That's Tom Jones, isn't it?
Hoya!
Yeah! You know what he calls his...
Todger. What?
Wendell.
Wendell?
Mm-hmm. When he was hanging out, literally, with Elvis Presley, yeah. He's,
wow. He went on to... Not after Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development.
No, I think
which is a song
a bit,
about a homeless man.
I think he was a bit more informal. Leslie Gore had a top five US hit in 1963 with Judy's Turn to Cry. What number one was the sequel song to? Was it the sequel song to?
Cassie's tears? No.
No.
He's lost it. His legs have gone. He's gone. He's lost his arse.
It's My Party, right. Johnny and Judy.
Leslie Gore.
Oh. Yeah. Who wrote the musical Oliver as well as Cliff Richard's hit Living Doll?
Come on, you know that. You know that.
Oh, is that Tom Newley?
No.
No.
Go on.
Lionel Bart.
Correct. Yeah. Although he never had a number one hit, Billy Fury reached the top three on four occasions. Name one of those four songs.
World Without Love.
No. Halfway to Paradise, Jealousy, Like I've Never Been Gone, When Will You Say I Love You?
Kyle, I'm going to treat you like a horse and shoot you. I'm going to stop that.
No, it's fine. I finished. I'm sorry.
Finish him.
No, that was... You did very well. I need to go to Roger to find out what's going on in the brothel. Sorry, if you've just tuned in, Roger is not actually in a brothel. He's watching Channel 4, the mega brothel. Roger, unless you're on a mobile...
No, I'm not in Stuttgart, thankfully.
What is happening in the mega brothel in Stuttgart, Roger?
Grim, 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 grim.
Nick Grimshaw's there.
Oh.
Take us through it. What's happened?
The owner sees it as a family business.
Oh, that's.
His son used to run the sauna. And he actually brings his teenage daughter into the brothel.
Oh, no.
I think she's probably 18, 19, because it said she studies in London. But even when they asked her, would you work here? Would you work here as a worker or in management? I'd like to work here in management.
Surprised. And
when they asked her why, you could see her trying not to say, because it's grim, because it's awful.
My life.
And unfortunately, his eldest son, who was running the sauna, took his own life in January, age 25.
Oh gosh!
I feel as though I've put you through a right evening.
Yeah, I know. And the blonde girl, Josie,
yeah.
She wants to study criminology.
My God!
She's doing some homework to get some certificates, presumably so she can get into university.
It's all a bit tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when Sam rang me back, that was just after she revealed that she was abused when she was around 10 or 11.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I've put you through right.
Awful.
I thought it was going to be a light-hearted thing, like the sex doll from the week before, but turns out I've put you through a bit of a trauma.
Horrific. I said the six of them. It's a chain.
Well, oh my. Well, look at the bright side. At least it's put you off brothels.
Oh God, it definitely has. to end on more of a bright note, Ian's rocking it.
He is, isn't he?
I'm loving it.
He is. He's doing really well despite the best attempts of his so-called campmates.
Oh, they're horrible to it. It's horrible, Kath.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Because, you know, women get a bad name for that kind of behaviour, and in the case where it's men, yeah. It's
Dennis, women just get called Dennis and Amir tonight.
Women just get called bitchy, don't they, when they behave like that? Whereas
it's not a gender specific thing, though, is it?
It's just
horrible.
It's not. Dennis was just being as bitchy as anything tonight, and it's and Jamie, I wanted him to fail.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Yeah,
we all did.
I wanted him to eat. But I wanted him to fail.
Yeah, no. I think the saving grace for the whole thing is that you know that Ian knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's even worse when the victim of the this isn't even aware that it's happening and thinks that everyone's nice to them. Ian's not daft, as we all know. So he knows exactly what's going on.
No, and there was that moment at the beginning of today's, which was supremely uncomfortable for everyone. And I've seen that. I think it's the Star online is saying that they nearly came to blows. No, they didn't, because Ian's too bright for that. But he stood up for himself, and I was thinking, good, dig your heels in a little bit, because he's been very, very kind and very, very kind of patient with them. And actually, they don't deserve it.
He's not
being false. He's just being himself. As I said a long time ago, when I think when I first called in, that one of the things that I love about the show is how genuine Ian is. And it's really uncomfortable to see him being treated like that.
Yeah, but at the same time, own goals for them. You know, they're stitching themselves up there, one after the other. They might as well just hand him the final.
And I want him to. I've stuck a bet on him as well, but I'm not bothered about the money. I just want him to win.
Here's what I want, and I just want them all out first. If he wins, he wins. But for most of all, I want to see.
You don't
them
mind him
go.
Losing to nice people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want the public to vote. You know, the right way.
And I saw Toff in a nicer light tonight because she stuck up for him a little bit. So she tried.
They're also pushing her out of it as well. You know, she's someone who's a very determined person, and just because she's, you know, a tiny woman and a young woman, it's those three jockeying for position all the time. Well, in fact, not even those three, because Amir's just there as sort of third bandit, isn't he? Really?
Mm. Well, he's a bit of a div, isn't he?
And it's not the sort of program I'd normally watch, but I'm watching it because Ian's on it. And I said this on Twitter the other night. Somebody said, I tune out. I meant, if Ian's not on screen, I'm not bothered. Not interested.
Yeah.
I've never watched it before, and I found it really uncomfortable. But I can't stop watching it because I just want to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, same here. As I said, I don't want him to be unhappy and stuck there. But on the other hand, I want him to win and just show all those.
Yeah.
Being nice is what you should do.
Yeah,
Rog, we're going to go for the news.
Yep.
Come back as a treat for putting you through that horrificness. I'll allow you to come back and sing a song.
Oh, come on.
Oh, go on then.
Yes.
I think you'd rather do a Bush Tucker trial, wouldn't you, Roger?
it feels like that.
Rog, me and you will do Fairy Tale in New York in a bit. Deal. Do you want to be Kirsty or Shane?
God, I don't even know the words, I don't think.
We'll send you the words.
I've got my iPad, I should be able to find
Dig out the words, pick which part you want.
Yeah, no worries.
Get ready for that, get ready for action. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio in for Ian Lee. After the news, we're going to play you a classic, great, unexpected banger straight after midnight. And you just heard Roger is going to be Kirsty MacColl. I'm already turned on.
Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So every day, every time that I cover for Ian, hello, it's Jamie, by the way, we do a little, round about this time, we think, well, you know what would be nice is to see the day in, welcome the morning in with a bit of music. So I call it this, it's,
still stand tall.
Now, if that's not a wonderful way to see in a Thursday, I don't know what is. That was William Devon. Be thankful for what you've got. Most of us probably of a certain age would know that as a cover version that Massive Attack did on Blue Lines, wasn't it? What a song. As is always the nature with these kind of shows, we start off with an idea about how show's going to be, and then we find ourselves just doing music quizzes for listeners. I mean, I'm game for it. It's dead easy because Sarah is ready and good to go. She's desperate for a wee, but we're not allowing her to. How are you, Sarah?
Oh, good morning. You're right.
Yeah, very good, very good. Whereabouts are you in the world?
I am in the Seven Oaks.
Seven Oaks in Kent. Lovely stuff.
Seven Oaks off the Kent.
Lovely Yay. Stuff. Right. Nothing okay. You have. Tell me a bit about yourself. Are you married? Are you with anybody? Kids? What's going on?
Good Lord, no.
No, fine. What do you do?
I'm an MA student, part-time, and I volunteer at Battersea Dogs and Cats Home.
Oh, what, you come all the way from Seven Oaks into Battersea?
I do, yeah. Just
good grief.
Just a week. I love it.
Is it?
I love it.
Is it quite, it's quite tricky to adopt a dog and a cat from there, isn't it?
It's not tricky. You just have to... You have to make sure you get the right match.
Yes, I suppose.
I mean, I work in the cattery. We don't want people coming back with the cat saying, oh, it wasn't right for us and everything. So it's a good system that we have there. I'm very proud of it, yeah.
So I wanted to get a dog from our local RSPCA, but I couldn't because my other dogs haven't been done. Is that still the case? Do I need to
haven't
get...
Haven't been done?
They haven't had their balls cut off. Like me.
Oh, yeah, no, you definitely need to...
They need to...
Balls cut off. I'll tell you why you need to cut your dog's balls off. Not you, literally, that would be weird.
Illegal,
you
probably.
You need to do it. Huh?
Illegal, probably, as well.
Illegal as well.
He's a big dog, yeah. I wouldn't try and go anywhere near him.
You need to, it can not only, oh, I'm so tired, sorry, not have, like, little baby dogs running around. But also, it can help prevent certain cancers as well. If you have that done.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I'll get that done then.
Same with cats as well. So it's definitely worth doing.
Okay, right. I will bear that in mind. Right. So you asked for 90s music.
Can I just say I'm studying popular music research. If I don't do well in this,
Is that what your MA is? Pop music research.
Popular music research.
Wow. Wow.
It's fab. It's
right.
Fab fun.
Okay, well, the pressure is on, Sarah, from Seven Oaks. Are you ready?
Yeah, thank you. Let's do it.
Hold on a second, let's get a bit... So if you're studying 90s music, we can legitimately have the cue.
No, I'm studying 70s at the moment.
Well, just add on 20 years. Here we go. Right,
I'm
you ready?
90s kid, so
it's Cher had a 1991 hit with which track taken from the film Mermaids?
Is it the Shoop song?
Correct. The album Part Life by Blur was released in which year?
1994.
Good Lord. Correct. She's good. Oh. In which year did Paul McCartney receive his knighthood from the Queen? Was it 91, 94 or 97?
97.
Good crikey me. Go for it. Which group released the album Talk on Corners in 1998 to huge success?
You're blowing
my mind. Which American soul duo had a 1992 hit with Would I Lie to You?
I know the song, and it was this the two guys. One had long hair.
Yeah, one looked like a Native American.
Yeah.
The other was a black guy.
Yeah, I can't think, but I love the song. I absolutely love the song.
Can I give her a clue?
Yeah, go on.
Can I just tell her half of it?
Yeah.
One was called Charles.
Is she going to get... The follow-up was called NYC, if I remember right.
Is it?
Yeah.
I really don't know. I'm going to...
Charles and Eddie. It's Charles and Eddie. Interesting fact for you, that song was originally given to Fine Young Cannibals and they turned it down.
Was it? I can hear that.
No. Yeah.
They turned it down after Good Thing. They were offered... They were offered Would I Lie to You and they turned it down.
Wow.
Big mistake. Huge. Okay, you're still doing well, though. What was the name of Eminem's first UK single released in 1999?
2 seconds. Let me have a think.
Two seconds. That's the first thing people do when they start Googling. Don't you Google.
I'm not Googling, I promise. I should know this. It was from,
what was his name?
Was it the one with Dr. Dre?
No.
No.
What was his name?
Oh, Stan. Oh, was that it?
My name is.
Oh, is it My Name Is?
Another pop fact, which you'll know, everybody knows this one. Who was, which are the strange, English musicians that played on that song?
I don't know. Do tell.
Chaz and Dave.
Shut
no.
up.
Chaz and Dave play on that song because it samples Al Jarreau. And the session musicians on the Al Jarreau song is Chaz and Dave. Dave. Yeah.
That has blown my mind.
Yeah. Okay, breaking a record set in 1955. How many weeks did Bryan Adams stay at the top of the UK singles chart in 91? With Everything 16. I Do It For You. It was 16 weeks. Look at that. She didn't even wait. Didn't even need to finish there.
Sorry.
Okay, no, it's fine. Yeah. In 99...
Yeah.
An Australian film director enjoyed chart success when he recited a Mary Schmidt poem to music. What was his name and what was the name of the track? It's a great song.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Fatboy Slim.
Australian film director did Moulin Rouge.
I've never seen Moulin Rouge.
It was Baz Luhrmann with Everybody's Free in brackets to wear sunscreen. Good tune, actually.
Oh, was that a poem?
Yeah, I thought he'd made it up. That's new to me. I thought he was being all clever with that.
Gosh.
Oh, here's one. I'm wearing their T-shirt. In which year did Nick Cave and the Bad Seed release their seventh album, Henry's Dream? That's a tough one, that is.
In which year?
Yeah. Was it 92, 94 or 96?
I'm going for 92.
You'd be right as well. Well done. And we'll find you one more.
Okay.
It's written wrong. They've said which American singer, it wasn't American. Which singer released The One and Only in 91?
Chris Hawkins.
Ooh.
No, Chris.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
Barry. No, Fred.
Barry. No, it's a strange first name.
Oh, that's so bad.
You were right with the first letter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
First two letters.
Do you give up?
No, I give up.
Chesney Hawks. And you can have a bonus. I tell you, you can have a bonus question if you can tell me who wrote that song. An eighties legend wrote that song.
Eighties legend wrote the song. Jason Donovan.
No, it was Nick Kershaw. Nick Kershaw.
And again, really? You can hear Nick Kershaw in it, can't you?
Yeah,
really?
The strange key changes. Yeah. That's the bit that did it. The syncopated rhythms. you did pretty well, though, Sarah.
Thank you. I enjoyed that.
Good. Thank you very much. Well, feel free to call in whenever you like.
Well impressed.
I will do.
We were talking yesterday about... I know what I wanted to play. I need to find it. Hold on a sec. Everybody listening, this will be the thing that you show everybody tomorrow. This is mind-blowing. Hold on a second. I've got to bloody find it now. Where did I put it? Hold on. Here we go. No, that's not it. Right, I'll tell you what. Let me have a chat. Google, if you're in front of it, Google, you can send me the link. I'm looking for that police thing, Kath.
The what?
The police thing. Do you remember the Roxanne?
Oh, yeah.
Let me find it. Hold on a second. I can't find it.
It
How
is.
Have I lost that?
It is.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Email me the link.
I will. Hang on. Let's have a look here.
Basically. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do. Yeah, we will. We'll take an early break. We'll sort this thing out for you. It's going to be your new favourite music clip. It's Jamie East on Talk Radio. 03444991000. We'll call you straight back. We're doing pop quizzes, chatting about anything you want. All right. See you in a bit.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Jamie East in Furry and Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hello, good evening, everybody. Okay, brace yourself for this. This is going to be something that is going to drive you... This is basically going to be the funniest, the best music clip you've heard for a long time. Somebody somewhere has taken Roxanne by the Police, okay? The original track, yet every time Sting sings Roxanne, they speed the song up 5%. It sounds weird, when you just out here, I'll just play it. Have a listen to this. Have a listen. Here we go. Strap yourselves in. We're in for a bumpy ride. This gets very, very surreal. Every time he says Roxanne, it goes up 5% in speed.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Those days are over.
Here we go.
You don't have to sell your body to the night. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk the streets for money.
It gets mad very quickly.
If it's wrong or if it's right, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the
red. Oh God, we got the chorus coming. Here we go. They ain't over yet. Here we go. Come on, all together. This actually sounds amazing. Come on, Sting. Oh, God, here we go. Hold on, we're on the way. Here we go. There's another chorus, here we go. This is the this is what is playing on a loop in hell. Right, stop, stop, no, 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 stop. Oh my goodness me. Hello, it's Jamie East on Talk Radio. That started getting quite dark. That was like water torture at the end of that. Give us a call. 0344-499-1000. We'll give you a call straight back. Helen is on the line. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Jamie.
How are you?
I was fine until I called, and now my throat's gone all dry.
Right, so Helen, Helen is a regular on the Periscopes, and she is a musical encyclopedia. There is nothing that Helen does not know about music.
Oh God, don't build me up. Now you're going to give me really hard questions.
Well, you do like to get involved with general trivia online. It has to be said.
That's very true. Yeah,
So Kath has pulled you together some questions about synth music.
Well, it's kind of 80s synth and new wave. Is that okay?
Yeah, so late 70s, early 80s.
Okay, right. Helen, your reputation is at stake here.
I know, yeah.
Okay, listen, I'm not judging because all of this is too hard for me.
I'm judging.
Okay, Susie and the Banshees song. Susie and the Banshees song Peekaboo was on the 1998 album called A, Peep Show, B, Peekaboo, C, Hyena, or D, Kaleidoscope?
Peekaboo.
Incorrect. Ooh. It was Peep Show.
Oh, never mind, keep going.
In what video were the lead singer's jerky marionette-style movements and eye twitches inspired by real-life footage of epilepsy sufferers?
I haven't said what? Oh, yeah. No, what?
Start again.
Say the question again.
In what video were the lead singer's jerky marionette-style movements and eye twitches inspired by real-life footage of epilepsy sufferers?
Wow.
This is a multiple choice, though.
Oh, okay. Fingers
okay.
For
so okay. Was it A, Whip It by Devoe? B, Wild Wild West by Escape Club? C, Sledgehammer by... Exactly. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel? Or D, Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads.
Ah.
Oh, I'd say Talking Heads.
Correct.
Well done.
By the way, have you seen that thing that's going around at the moment on Twitter of Trump doing
Trump
that song?
The it's talking
amazing.
Heads. Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. I need to look at it.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, number three.
Sure.
This striking short-haired singer was born on Christmas Day 1954. She later won an Academy Award for her song Into the West from the 2010 film The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Who is she? Is she A, Grace Jones, B, Annie Lennox, C, Sheena Easton, or D, Belinda Carlisle?
Ooh. Annie Lennox.
Yeah, I mean, short-haired singer kind of restricts it, doesn't it? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, four. On August the 1st, 1981, which video was the first ever played on MTV? Was it A, Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, go. Look at that.
We all know that. Well, that's magic.
Hang on a sec, I said that about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I did get the answer right, though, Jamie. I did get it right on Periscope. So.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. All right, Miss Pedantic, carry on.
The song I Melt With You was featured in the 1983 movie Valley Girl. Which group performed this classic 80s hit? Was it A, Modern English, B, The Fix, C, Soft Cell, or D, The Psychedelic Furs?
What was the name of the song?
I Melt With You.
I know that.
Valley Girl.
Psychedelic Furs?
Jamie? What do you reckon?
Yeah, no.
What were the choices again?
Modern English, The Fix, Soft Cell, or Psychedelic Furs?
It was The Fix, wasn't it?
No, Modern English.
Oh.
What song... What song was most likely to get you in trouble if your mum heard you singing along with it? A, Something So Strong by Crowded House. B, No One Is To Blame by Howard Jones. C, Our House by Madness. D, Add It Up by The Violent Femme.
Oh, blimey.
Which one was no idea. Our House, trouble?
That's not synth music. Come on, but are these questions are a bit who? What?
Don't come on here getting pedantic.
It was Add It Up by The Violent Femmes.
I don't understand it. Has that got some naughty words in it?
I've never heard of that.
Must do.
Never heard of them.
Which band performed Don't You Brackets Forget About Me on the soundtrack of the 1985 movie The Breakfast Club? Was it A?
Simple Minds.
Yes.
Very good. I'll tell you what, as a treat, as a special treat, Helen, for doing so well, I'm going to play you this. This is, you like your synth music. This is a version, Kath, you'll like this. So, you thought the Roxanne song was annoying.
Oh, God.
So prepare yourself for this. This is a very special remix of The Human League, Don't You Want Me. Okay? Ready for this?
Cocktail bar.
Have a listen to this. Hold on a second. Where is it? Here we go.
You've built it up now, Jamie.
I have built it up.
Tension.
Thanks, Helen. Here we go. Everyone knows the words to this, right?
Yes.
Sing along. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar
when I met.
This will be on your mind for months. And it keeps going.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Oh no.
You were working as a waitress.
All together.
Wow.
That's a beautiful thing, right?
What I love about these is what you said before. Someone has spent all day doing this just because they can.
Just for the love of doing, of being creative.
Yeah.
I know what we need to find. Roger is on the line. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Roger.
We need the karaoke version of Fairy Tale in New York, don't we?
Oh.
Oh, is that you getting ready? Hold on a second. Don't be nervous.
Easy for you to say.
Hold on a second. Fairy Tale of of New York karaoke. Here we go. Let's do this. Cool Tone Karaoke, the best of Christmas karaoke. Is this going to be the right one? Let's have a look. Oh, yes.
Oh,
sunshine. I need the lyrics. Let me get the lyrics up. Hold on a second.
And now, how are we going to address that problematic lyric?
We're not going to say the F word.
Yep. We're already way ahead of you on that one.
Although, actually, we do play it when we play it on Virgin downstairs. It's uncensored. I'm not quite sure that's right, but there you go. Fairy Tale in New York. Lyrics. Right, so who are you? Who are you? You're Kirsty MacColl, right? Or do you want to be Shane?
I'll be Kirsty. Go on, it'll be
okay. You'll be Kirsty.
Don't pretend that's not the best one.
Yeah, but that means you don't come in. That means I've got to.
I could probably do a better Shane than Kirsty.
Do Shane so. Because otherwise it's all just me wanging on, isn't it? And I've been doing that for the past 3 days. So you can start. So you start off with, it was Christmas Eve, yep. Babe. Okay.
Right. I've got the lyrics in front of me.
Right. Take a breath. This is your big moment, Roger. Did you dream that today, when you woke up this morning, you'd be watching a programme about a brothel and being Shane McGowan live on the radio? I mean, it's...
no,
this
I didn't.
This is the stuff that makes Britain great. Here we go. It was
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank.
Oh, yes.
No delay.
An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the railroad
mountain dew. I turned my face away. Wonderful. Got on a lucky one. Came in at
18-1. I've got a feeling.
Take a breath.
This year's
for me and you.
So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I'll see that's a
better time. This is beautiful.
Quite moving.
Oh, wonderful. That was wonderful. Roger, that was beautiful. It's very emotional. We get to sing together in a second. Dun, dun, dun. They've got cars big as bars. They've got rivers of gold. The wind goes right through you. No place for the old. When he first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome. Of you looks. When the band finished playing, they howled out for more. Said, we're together. They were swinging. All the drunks, they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. Oh! We get to the sad bit again now. I'm not going to call you the F word, but I will say that you're an old slut on junk, but I don't mean it. We missed our cue. We've missed our cue.
Regard it's our last.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Here's the sad bit.
Come on, Kath, you can join in yet. No, wait a sec. Hold on, Rog.
This is the interlude.
Oh, God.
One, two. I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
You, Rog. I kept them
with me, babe. I put them in the window to take it all alone. I've built my dreams around you.
Oh, beautiful. The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Roger the Dodger, you wonderful human being. Oh.
I used to be able to carry a damn good tune.
Mate, that was lovely. Considering you were doing that over the phone... With a delay, you sounded as though you really meant that as well.
Did.
iPad in one hand, trying to scroll the lyrics with the other, with the phone held between my head and my shoulders. So.
It was wonderful. Roger, thank you so much. You've gone above and beyond tonight.
No worries, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie.
Take care, mate. I'll speak to you soon, I hope.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, mate. Oh, lovely stuff. It's Jamie Easton for Ian Lee on Talk Radio, in with Kath. Hello, Kath.
Hello.
Give us a call, 03444991000, and we'll give you a call straight back. Text us, the word talk, and then your message to 87222, or you can just tweet us at Talk Radio. We're on Periscope as well, periscope.tv/Jamie East. Just come and join the gang, and you can watch the studio and suggest things as well if you fancy. We appear to be doing Christmas sing-alongs, we're doing pop quizzes. We do have a movie lined up that we did get ready. So if anybody's listening, we've got 25 minutes to go. And seeing as this might be my last one for a while, I don't know when I'm going to be coming back. So we've got A Few Good Men lined up. The actual kind of I Can't Handle the Truth script.
Yeah. It's quite long as well.
It's quite a long one. It's a good one. It requires someone who can do a proper Jack, who can get angry, who can get indignant. It's one of the greatest courtroom scenes ever committed to camera. And I need you to be Jack Nicholson to my Tom Cruise. Oh, my Tom Cruise. What were we talking about? There's that other clip that we were talking yesterday about. We got into kind of stems and isolated vocals.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Gosh.
And we found, and I said that I would find it. Let me find it. I did find it, and it was Marvin Gaye that we dug out, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? I've cocked it all up because we've been listening to Roxanne going, here we go, listen to this. So we were talking about isolated vocals, and we played the Ronettes, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, Baby, I Love You.
Which was incredible, and it is a marvellous, marvellous thing, but check this out. This is from Marvin Gaye. This is him singing at a... doing a TV show, and they've somehow, I don't know how they've done it, they've isolated the vocal, so he's at the moment standing there, but any second now he just kicks into I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and it's one of the greatest things you will ever hear when he starts. Come on, Marvin, don't let me down.
Ooh, I bet you're wondering how I knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more.
Amazing.
It took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine. Oh, I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, well.
That is something else, isn't it? That is something else.
Just such a beautiful voice.
That's it. That's not even a recording studio. He's on a TV set doing it live in front of an audience. That is just nuts. There's loads of them out there. Go and Google. Just Google isolated vocals and go onto YouTube. It is incredible. There's some crackers out there. Some really good Depeche Mode ones. There's some really good Stevie Wonder ones
as
well.
And then there's Under Pressure with
oh,
Bowie.
Yes, that's it.
Such an amazing
right,
one.
It's Ray on the phone. Ray, are you there?
Hi, yeah, good evening.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. I've been out to the local pub this evening, so if you wouldn't mind, I'd like a quick 20-second rant, because I've just got back and watched I'm a Celeb. And
yeah, and by all means, yeah, you go for it. Yeah, you go for it, mate.
Well, what snakes? I mean, I haven't minded Dennis up to now, but what a plonker. That's probably the strongest word I can use. And then Amir, God, I'd quite happily get in a ring with him next week.
Would you? Oh, where have you gone? Ray, you there? Oh, there's Amir's wife. Ray? Come back to me, Ray!
He's gone.
We'll get Ray back. Well, in the meantime, this is the clip that Kath was just on about.
This is amazing.
Hold on a sec. It's going to play a Lacoste advert. We don't want that. Hold on a second. I've got to get through the ads. Hold on.
So it's David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, of course. And it's just... Oh, especially Freddie Mercury. That voice.
Here we go.
Pressure.
Ooh.
Pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has fall. Under pressure that burns a building down, splits a family in two, puts people on streets. Ba ba ba, eat it up, eat it up.
that's okay.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Pray tomorrow gets me higher.
People, that's me, on streets.
Okay. Chipping around, kicking my brains around the floor. These are the days and everyone's got it hard.
You know ever.
You're listening to Jeremy East on Talk Radio in Free and Lee. Listening to David Bowie and Queen, Isolated Vocals.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Tomorrow gets me higher.
Oh yeah, Freddie! Go on, son! Wonderful stuff. That is amazing. We'll play the rest of that in a bit, because otherwise people are just thinking,
oh, it's so
what
good
the hell
though.
Is going on? Ray's back, but we've got to go for a break. So we'll go for a break, and then Ray's going to finish his rant. It's Jamie's in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Speak to you in a second, you beautiful people.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Jamie East in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's Jamie Easton for Ian Lee. He's back. He'll be back. Wait, I'm a slab. Finishes this weekend.
Finishes
it?
This weekend, so maybe next week, maybe.
You'll be hearing from me in some way, shape, or form.
I'm sure.
Next week, I'm sure. And he's going to, my God, is he going to have a lot to talk about? That's going to be his first show. Is going to be one hell of a show.
To be honest, it'd be interesting to see whether his story is anything like our story watching.
Yeah, it would be, actually, yeah. Do you think he'll be a bit more diplomatic by the time he's kind of like, that first class flight home's going to soften the blow a little bit, isn't it?
Maybe. Doesn't drink, though, so...
Yeah, but first class, sure, he can have a foot massage instead.
He can have a foot massage, he'll have a sleep.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh, it'll be comfort. I mean, considering where he's been sleeping recently, just... Oh.
Exactly, exactly. If you want to get in touch, you've got to be quick. 0344-499-1000, and we'll give you a call straight back. Ray, we interrupted you very rudely before to go to a break. No, we didn't. You sodded off. Where did you go?
Well, I think I lost signal, because I'm at a friend's house, and I've also... She's just gone up to bed 10 minutes ago and came down, so I was shouting.
Did you say you're on a horse? What did he say?
Jamie, no, this is Muffled Ray. You know I told you about Muffled Ray.
You did say Muffled Ray.
Yeah, this is what he sounds like generally, and we've had a very lucky time with him recently. You've gone muffled again, Ray. Is it the pub that does it?
No, I'm at a friend's house.
Is your phone upside down?
No, same as always.
Are you talking into a shoe like that lady who was trying to get in the cab the other night?
Seriously, is it muffled?
Yeah, really muffled.
Oh, God.
Like you're talking into a pillow.
No, I'm just talking as I normally would.
Better.
That's better. Whatever you did just then.
Keep your face in that position.
Don't move.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, you sound like a soprano. Right, right. Go, Ray.
No. So basically, I was possibly shouting a little bit, and my friend had just literally gone to bed 10 minutes before. She came down. She came marching downstairs saying, "Why are you shouting?" I said, "Oh, I was just having a mini Ian Lee rant." So I can't believe that, because I haven't minded Dennis, but tonight I just thought he was ridiculous. You know how he turned around. Completely ignored the fact that Amir had failed his task and didn't look at it as, you know, Ian has admittedly said he doesn't like heights and he doesn't like the water. And so just basically said, no, Ian, you're not doing it. And then Jamie piped up, I'm doing it.
It was a classic kind of like, there's... You know, if you spoke, and you see people like Jamie and Dennis in the pub all the time, or you see them out in different environments, whether it's an office or a football team, there's been an unspoken kind of agreement between them that they will share the alpha male status. The problem is that no one else thinks that they're the alpha males because they're pretty divs. So they're just convincing themselves that they're in charge. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, I find it a bit sad to watch, really, because it's just a bit delusional.
Well, there was no debate, was there? They weren't interested in hearing anyone's point of view. Toff quite wanted to do it, but obviously she's been sidelined too, even though she's probably the... She probably earned more stars than everyone else.
But they'll see Toff as a threat, you see.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that you're not in that jungle knowing that Toph isn't going to win it.
It certainly seems like they've stepped up the aggression.
Yeah. Well, because they know time's running out. Face. Sorry, say that again,
Jenny's
Ray.
Face looked, Jenny's face just looked, you know, she was horrified
Jenny,
by,
yeah.
by the whole thing.
Well, it's just uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah, awful. But then Dennis tried to turn it around and said, don't try and make me feel bad. And you think, and Ian wasn't saying anything.
No, I know.
He was just saying, let's end it now. And then Dennis went back at him and said, oh, no, now you're making me, trying to make me feel bad.
You know what that is? That's gaslighting. That's telling someone something's happening when it isn't.
Yeah.
To make them think they're going nuts.
And there was a point during the argument where Dennis realised how he was coming across. So it was massively backpedalling and was like, no, you're not making me look bad, because he'd realised, there was a point in it where he'd realised, oh, nuts, I'm looking really bad here.
Does that sound familiar at all, like with the events of the last couple of days? People being made to look bad.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
By being confronted with what they actually said.
Yeah. Like 1.5 metres, 2.97 metres, the pool.
Well, also, Joe Swash pushed me into saying something that I didn't mean to say. You don't...
No, Rebecca Vard. Yeah, we've not heard from her. She's gone. She had it.
She's not been on social media or anything. She's just stayed well away.
Well, she's been selling stories to the papers. I was reading the papers this morning. She's threatening to sue ITV and all sorts. She won't.
No, she won't.
She wanted to be on Loose Women. She's completely kissed goodbye to that. Wow. She's not careful. She needs to pipe down.
Have you seen that Meat and Rabbit Hole is sold out?
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's quite something, isn't it?
Where?
The Rabbit Hole.
The tour thing.
Impact. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's separate from the show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's separate from the show. It's kind of our thing that we do. It's a live phone-in done in front of an audience.
It's the pension, Catherine, isn't it?
Well,
it's the pension.
It's not even. It started out as, I wonder if we can do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it earns a little bit of money, enough to keep it going.
I admire you for doing it, because the thought of doing that terrifies me.
Yeah, it wasn't... I'm not really... Hey, I've been doing radio for 17 years or whatever, but I had not really done a lot of public speaking, but it just feels comfortable now.
I'd just be terrified that no one would turn up. That'd be my thing. And it stems from, you know, every now and then you'll walk into a Waterstones or a bookshop and there'll be a signing and there is nothing as devastatingly tragic as seeing some poor sod sat at a trestle table with about 60 copies of their book as people just walk straight past. And I look at that and I think, I would rather cut my own head off.
Yeah. Well, it's right. Generally, people buy tickets in advance. We know who's coming.
Yeah.
And I think the smallest crowd we've done it to is like, if we've done it in front of, is like, you know, maybe 30.
But that's
still a show as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, that's
and
enough,
as long as it sounds good as a podcast, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was never supposed to be a money-making exercise necessarily. It's just kind of an exercise in, let's do something we haven't done before. And I, you know, I've learned in the last few years to say yes to more stuff.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd have a go.
I just tend to say no all the time.
Well, yeah, I used to. Like, think I can't do it. But now I'm saying yes to stuff and actually finding that you either, it's not as bad as you thought, or actually quite enjoy it.
Yeah, have you been, so you going to this one, are you, Ray?
Because it was sold out, so I thought I'll...
Good Lord, tear out of that pillow.
He's getting more muffled.
Do you live in a well?
Can you hear me now?
No!
It's even worse.
Oh, stop it. I'm walking around. Hello.
Move your face closer to the hole.
There!
That's it! There you go.
Just keep that as your...
All you needed was Kath to speak dirty to you. Right, now, don't move.
Keep your face there.
I'm not going to turn into Alan Caddick. So Luton was sold out. Mm. So I brought my friend Claire to the last time I came to a rabbit hole in London, and she really enjoyed it. She just said, I can't believe you're dragging me to something I've never heard of.
Yeah, and it's a weird concept.
She's upstairs. She's the one that's just come down and told me off. But I didn't think she loved it, but she really enjoyed it. So now I've just signed up, because it was sold out.
Yeah.
We're coming to Brighton in Dublin.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Flipping heck!
Yes.
You're following us to Dublin. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I booked a long weekend in Dublin, but I don't think we're going to manage it to Belfast. I think that might be pushing it back.
That may be a touch too far, but yeah, brilliant. Well, it'll be nice to see you there. Thanks for doing that.
No, it's good. Cause,
so you're going on tour?
We'd go all over the country with it. That's another thing, because we want...
Have you got a van? Have you got a special van like Dumb and Dumber?
It's called My Mini.
How does Ian fit in a Mini all the way to Belfast? Bloody hell, fire.
He has to fold himself.
He's got a sunroof with his head sticking out.
He has to be on full recline.
Oh, dear. Ray, thank you very much for calling in. And just remember, keep your head near the hole.
Yeah,
it's gone again.
Gone again, you see.
Gone again. Gone again. Oh, goodness me. It's been a fun few days, few weeks. No, it's about my sixth. Well, I lose count. I very much enjoyed it.
Good.
I think he's going to do well. He'll be in till the bitter end, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think there's plenty more
to go. As long as he beats the Mean Girls, then that's fine by me.
Yeah, I mean, it might be... If he was up against Fizz, that would be a tricky one, because you're up against the Corey fans, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, but you know what? The fans of this show are all going to be voting. The app's free, isn't it?
It is.
So download the app and support your boss and vote for Ian to stay, because just, you know what? It'll do him the world of good. It's such a good boost. I'm going to go back and play the rest of this Queen and David Bowie thing for a sec, because it ends with not only one of the greatest kind of endings to a song ever, but the lyrics about the people being on the edge of the night. Oh, wonderful stuff. Here we go. This is the isolated vocal of Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure.
Turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn. Insanity laughs under pressure, we're cracking.
Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance? Why can't we give love, 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 give love?
'Cause love's such
all together
an old-fashioned word.
Under pressure.
Wow, that is just incredible.
Pressure.
I've got goosebumps on my goosebumps on my goosebumps. That was marvellous. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, friend?
Is he still with that pile of crap puts out in Australia?
Yes, he is.
He is.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
As quick as you can. Get him back. So, we're a bunch of bloody deadbeats here, quite frankly. You deserve to be beating bloody maggots.
So you're not a fan then, Dennis, to be fair to say?
Eh?
Not a fan of that programme, it'd be fair to say, are you, Dennis?
Waste my electricity.
A waste of your electricity? Amazing. We've never spoken before, have we? How are you?
Yes, we have, because you told me I was a big dickhead for... saying that they were all non-entities.
I don't
no,
think
No, it
I
wasn't
would...
Jamie.
That wasn't me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for you then. Sorry.
Was that been Rufus, would it?
Get my friend back. And he still owes me 30 quid, by the way.
What, because you're not dead?
Because I'm not dead.
Yeah.
What, Ian had bet him 30 quid that he's going
to
die?
He keeps saying that he's going to make his next birthday and they keep adding more to the wager.
Oh, do they?
Because how old are you, Dennis?
83.
83? You've got years left yet, mate.
I have, yeah.
Ian always says to him, let me know when I come to your funeral to claim my winnings, who I go to.
My missus, she's as old as I am. She's 3 months younger.
Wow.
Amazing stuff.
30 nappies by the time she came along.
God.
What?
Oh, he's got a poetic turn of phrases, our Dennis.
Oh, I see. How is Dunstable tonight?
It's lovely.
Lovely stuff.
It's great. It's great to be home. Unfortunately, I can't get out anymore now. I argue with Amazon. Oh, God, don't talk to me about Amazon. What a pile of crap they are.
Well, it wasn't you were, but you carry on.
What happened with Amazon?
Well, I ordered one of those magnetic balls that floats. When it first came, it wouldn't work at all. So I complained, they got my money back. They sent me exactly the same thing again, a second-hand one. I kicked up buggery about that. So I went to them tonight. I told them under no circumstances. Well, they sent me one that works, but it's in a box which had obviously been opened, and I want it for a Christmas present.
Oh, that's no a shame.
Dennis, I've got to go. I've got 7 seconds, otherwise I'm going to get shot. It's been lovely to meet you. It wasn't me that called you a dickhead. Thank you very much for listening to me on Talk Radio the past couple of weeks. Love you. See you soon. Team Ian!